Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On the brink of another attack on Iran last evening, President Trump called it off, announcing a breakthrough in talks with the Islamic Republic.
We just made a great settlement of the war with Iran, and we're going to be subject to finalization of documents, which should get done over the next few days. Probably have a signing maybe in Europe.
BBC's Thomas Morgan in Washington.
In the Oval Office, a confident Donald Trump said the Strait of Hormuz could reopen to shipping as early as Saturday. He said his Vice President J.D. Vance would probably be signing the deal in Europe over the next few days. This week has seen tit-for-tat strikes between Iran and U.S. forces following the downing of an American helicopter on Monday. Iran has said although the majority of an agreement has been finalized, it's not yet reached a final conclusion on the deal. Tehran again accusing the U.S. of making excessive demands and adding new requests at the last moment.
A key surveillance tool allowing the U.S. to collect intelligence abroad expires today. The House and Senate failing to temporarily extend the program, expiring at midnight. President Trump is nominating Jay Clayton, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, as director of national intelligence. Powerful storms once again battering parts of the Midwest. At least three tornadoes touched down in communities outside Chicago, destroying homes, uprooting trees, bringing down power lines. Storms have also grounded flights and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of utility customers across the Midwest and in parts of the Northeast as well. Forecasters warn that more severe weather could hit some of the very same areas later in the day today. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. The Dow futures up 428 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 163. And the S&P futures are up 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's finally happening. The Fed is making a change in leadership, and that could have a profound impact on the value of your retirement. When interest rates go down, the value of precious metals like gold and silver can surge. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold and silver investor guide, a $49 value, plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll get honest information about gold, silver, and other precious metals, so you can explore your options with clarity and confidence. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free. Markets can turn fast, but gold has maintained its value through every cycle, often holding strong when other assets falter and when the dollar weakens. Are you positioned? Don't miss this opportunity. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There was a wreck earlier this morning, and they're in the process now of removing one of the vehicles, I-70, right around the ramps of Route 29. So just a heads up, it's not going to be a big deal, but you may have a wrecker and a patrol car in that area. Beltway looks good. JFX, very quiet. Right now, the lanes are open and we're clear. Always good news. Very nice and quiet southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid day with temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. And then comes a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be strong to severe with damaging winds and downpours. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in White Marsh, 70 at Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City remains under a code red extreme heat alert until 8 tonight. The heat index today could reach up to 107 degrees, and city health officials remind residents to drink plenty of fluids, remain indoors with air conditioning if possible, and be sure to check on vulnerable relatives and neighbors. Cooling centers are open throughout the city, and the high heat and humidity will continue throughout the metro area today with a few chances of severe storms. BWI reached a high temperature of 97 degrees on Thursday afternoon, breaking the record high temp of 96 that was set in 2016. And Wes Moore released the following statement regarding the presence of ICE at Commodore John Roger Elementary Middle School in Baltimore. The governor says what he saw on video was deeply disturbing, and Moore says schools are places where children should feel safe, parents should be able to drop off their kids without fear, and where educators should be able to focus on teaching, not where federal agents carry out immigration enforcement actions in front of children. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 100. The pick four was 7699. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream. The biggest stars.
Magical Messi.
The biggest games. The biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local. All morning.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles with a big win last night, earning a split with Seattle.
And now Peter Loxley. First pitch swinging, and first pitch destruction to a place where baseballs simply do not.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mass, and Alonso's two-run blast landed 439 feet later, and it capped a six-run third, powering the Birds to a 7-5 win over Seattle. Birds taking the final two games to earn a series split. After the game, Alonso was asked what it feels like to get a hold of one like that.
Oh, there's no feeling like it in the world. You can't replicate it, and it's just it's a really special feeling when you get one like that.
Colton Cowser also went deep for the Birds, and Adley Rutschman returned after a three-game absence and knocked in three runs. Stanley Cup final, it was a pivotal. Game 5 last night in Carolina, Hurricanes taking on the... Correction. Yeah, sorry about that. Hurricanes were taking on the Knights, and they do win it. 4-2 was the final. Andrei Svechnikov with two last night, and Jordan Staal found the net again. Coming up in 30 minutes, the 2026 World Cup is underway. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all, June the 12th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up on the program in this hour, Ballotgate, the DOJ announces they're auditing some of the goings-on there at the State Board of Elections. And the Maryland Republicans are asking for an emergency hearing. Maryland rhinos are out there with their endorsements. These fake conservatives are trying to pull the wool over your eyes. We'll name names coming up shortly. But our top story here today, ICE agents have sent the left screaming into the night
here in Baltimore after they make a arrest near a school in southeast Baltimore. And let me preface my remarks by saying that when you end formal agreements with ICE 287G program, when you pass the last day of the General Insane Asylum, the Community Distrust Act, we predicted that there would be more ICE enforcement, not less, but more. When you don't get bad actors, illegal aliens, and those that have committed crimes while here illegally, when you don't get them in the jailhouse and you release them back out on the streets, then ICE is going to arrest them. And many times ICE will pursue them, and sometimes they'll go running towards schools because they think they're quote-unquote safe havens. I don't know exactly all the details of what happened yesterday morning around 7 o'clock near the John Rogers Elementary Middle School, of which I think it's 40% to 45% Hispanic. That tells you a lot right there in southeast Baltimore. But a bus driver says she witnessed ICE agents arresting a man and then later a woman near the school or on school property.
I'm still in shock that this happened in school.
Yeah, shocked. You shouldn't be shocked. You shouldn't be shocked because millions of illegal aliens were let into this country by the Joe Biden and open borders regime. And you've got Democrats like Wes Moore and Brandon Scott and Electric Bill Ferguson and others trying to protect these illegals while they're living off our dime here in the good old USA. One parent screaming at ICE agents as they were trying to make their arrest.
You cannot do this to him!
This is school property! This is school property!
The bus driver says some of the children on the bus were afraid that ICE agents would then arrest them.
This girl told me, they're going to take me. I'm like, hey, chill. You better calm down. They're not going to take you.
Yeah, the bus driver is Jude Castellanos. Said she was preparing to drop off 10 children at the school and described what she said happened next.
He just ran over an officer a few minutes ago, ma'am. If you don't mind.
Please go that way. He literally just hit an officer.
It looked violent, yeah. Because I think that guy was trying to fight back.
Yeah, so if you heard the ICE agent right there, he said he just hit an officer just moments ago. The man that they arrested actually hit an officer, and I don't know whether he assaulted him or hit him in his car. We don't have the details of that yet. But the ICE agent says, please let us do our jobs. And so there you have it, of course. And now we have all these folks, Brandon Scott, saying that this type of enforcement not welcome in Baltimore. Governor Wes Moore calling it deeply disturbing. Again, and we have a bunch of people like Electric Bill Ferguson and others saying that ICE agents are terrorizing and traumatizing the children. No, ICE agents are doing their jobs. ICE agents have been tasked with removing criminal illegal aliens. That's the priority. And then, of course, other illegal aliens that have a removal order that is issued towards them, no matter where they are. Now, they're not targeting schools. They're not going into schools. But sometimes these illegal aliens know if they get to a school or a church that might be a, quote, safe haven or a sanctuary where ICE agents won't go into. And that's a lot of times they get arrested on or near school property. We'll get more on this coming up. And we'll hear from the former ICE director here in Baltimore as to whether or not ICE agents actually go into schools in just a moment. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It looks like we're getting a report of some debris, I'm not sure what type, outer loop near Reisterstown Road. Not sure if it's at the ramp. One report said there was some debris near the ramp. I saw what appeared to be some water on the roadway on the outer loop south of the bridge at Reisterstown Road. Everybody else on the Beltway, the roadway was dry, but that right lane on the right side was wet. So it could have been something that spilled from a vehicle or something like that. I don't see the fire department in that area. So right now, I'm going to call it clear until we find out some more information. Here's the camera at Park Heights Avenue, and there's no impact at all. At one point, they said two of the left-hand lanes were blocked, so not a big deal there. Good news continues at both the Harbor Tunnels right now, definitely clear, both 95 and 895 southbound, and a good ride early from the Bay Bridge and 50 westbound, where most of the traffic is clear to the Severn River Bridge, and no backup right now. That will change in about an hour. That backup shows up around 7 at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Here we go again. Hot and humid. Upper 90s. Going to feel well over 100. A chance of very strong and severe thunderstorms with damaging winds later on this afternoon, this evening. Downpours, hail, you name it. It'll all be gone by tonight. But today we're keeping an eye out on some very severe weather that may be hitting our way. Right now, it is hot already. 74 in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Shakira performed the opening ceremony of the World Cup.
And oh, man, I missed it.
Said she loves soccer, and she's not lying. Just look at her hips.
So
everything you need to know. U.S. men's national team takes on Paraguay tonight in the first game of the World Cup. British actor John Cleese doesn't understand why we call it soccer.
Why do the Americans insist on calling it soccer? Why do they have such a problem calling it football? It's a game played with a ball that is struck with the foot. Hence, football. Whereas American football is a game where an object that's not really a ball at all is carried around by hand and occasionally thrown for other people to catch in their hands. Only one person in each team is allowed to actually kick the ball, and they have to be specially brought onto the field to do.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is there's already handball. So we could have called it handball, and there was already football, so we just we hijacked it. And I think our football is much better.
Indeed.
Speaking of which, Patrick Mahomes signed a new contract with the Kansas City Chiefs totaling more than $500 million.
Ooh. Wow.
He's now the richest person to ever wear a Chiefs jersey, if you don't count Taylor Swift. She makes a ton of money. You know, see her in the Knicks. Here's the thing. I have to out her as a total sports hypocrite. She was seen in Cleveland in the front row on courtside because Travis Kelce, her fiance, whatever, he is just bought in. He's a minority partner in Cleveland. But then, and again, rooting against the Knicks in Cleveland. And then she was just seen the other night in the front row of the courtside, right. In the front, rooting for the Knicks. So
that's because she got in for free.
Yeah. Sydney Sweeney got bumped to the third row in that game.
You know you're bad when you're far that far.
Yeah, exactly. The threat of severe weather may cancel or postpone the UFC matches Sunday at the White House. President Trump is calling it fake weather. And we're going to make sure. And he turns 80, the big 8-0 on Sunday.
God bless him.
On June 14th on Flag Day.
You rock.
Somebody said on Facebook just now, he's won the war in Iran 32 times already.
You know what? All these armchair generals. I love all these talk show hosts that have no military experience. They
no
sit
presidential
there,
experience. No,
they've never run for office, never won office. They've never been in the military. They've never run a battle. And all of them are all of a sudden experts on what Trump should be doing with Iran. Okay?
Right.
Let him do what he does. Okay? And it irks me to no end. TV ratings for the NBA Finals at the highest level since the Michael Jordan era.
Wow.
Yeah. And in Boston, they call that the Larry Bird era, you know.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, the Stanley Cup Finals ratings are really, really good this year as well. Today is National Superman Day.
June 12th, Happy Superman Day.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Superman.
Who was your favorite Superman?
George Reeves.
I agree. George Reeves, the OG Superman, the original Superman was George Reeves, but Kirk Allen preceded him. Then there was George Reeves. Then there was obviously Christopher Reeve, played him in the movies. Right. Dean Cain on television.
Dean Cain. Dean
you like Dean Cain? Tom Welling.
Look how he turned out.
Yeah.
Indeed he did.
Brandon Routh. Wait, there's more. These are all Superman. Henry Cavill in the movies. Tyler Hoechlin. David Cornsweet. These are all super. I think George Reed, but do you like Dean Cain? Who was your favorite Lois Lane? Mine was Terry Hatcher.
Of course it was. Why is that, Sean?
I admired her acting abilities. They were off the charts.
Her acting abilities. So that's what it is. Acting abilities.
Fine,
it was real.
Yeah. There's Margot Kidder, of course. Who was the other one?
What happened to her?
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
She's an incredible actress, Amy Adams. Yeah. But she is, again,
her
she's in the new one.
Her abilities, is that what you admire?
Yes.
Her as well? Okay.
Incredible. Yeah, she was also in a number of other. Wasn't she in Desperate Housewives?
I thought she was outstanding.
I'm sure she was. Fantastic.
Yeah, yes, she did, no doubt. All right, so there you have it. No, but I think we're all, you know, of course, you like Dean Cain, but I just think I like the originals and all these guys. You know, even though some people might say, original Batman, Adam West versus some of the other Batman.
Cheesy.
Yeah, that was a very cheesy
television
show.
I'm just not knowledgeable on the topic.
Splat,
I'm not a big superhero person.
Boof. Yeah.
I was more Looney Tunes and, well, that
Stooges.
Goes without saying.
Stooges.
Log it. Flag that one, please. Definitely were Looney Tunes.
And anything Hanna-Barbera.
How was your trip to Gettysburg yesterday?
It was a great time. What a great group of people we had with us. That was just a really great time.
You had a lot of fun, I heard?
I had a lot of fun. I did go actually off the beaten path for a little while and look for the old amusement park. I went AWOL just for a few minutes by myself to look for an old amusement park that was actually there where the visitor center is. And some of us Baltimoreans may remember it was called Fantasyland.
Oh, Fantasyland.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Much like the Enchanted Forest. It was right up the street. I was looking around for it, but never found
it. All right. So you engaged in a fantasy there at Fantasyland.
Well, no. You see, you're mincing my words, I tell you. Mincing.
Yeah, we're just using the words that you're speaking in.
It's the name of a kiddie amusement park.
Let's go back to Looney Tunes, shall we? All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Again, we'll open up the phone lines here. ICA agents just trying to do their job, and here we go. We got all sorts of reaction coming from the left, including the governor coming up next right here on Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford, Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
This is Alex Marlowe with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, make sure you're registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try to take 5 voters with you. Do your patriotic duty, because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
So did you vote yesterday, first day of early voting? If you did, went in person, let us know. Was it crowded? Was it empty? I'd love to hear somebody that did do early voting yesterday. 6:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I tried, but nobody was there where I was. I said, wait a minute, I got my Ed Hale sign here. They said, who? Didn't quite work out.
No.
northbound 95 of Route 24, no construction right now. But, boy, that sunshine is right there as you're going north and east on 95. So be prepared for that. But right now we're in the clear. The debris that was on the Beltway is now apparently to the shoulder, and the outer loop around Reisterstown Road, not a big factor right now. The Beltway west side still looks good between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40. We're clear and staying okay early this morning, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels and the JFX. If you have business downtown early right now, you're doing fine from Ruxton Road all the way down to Maryland Avenue, St. Paul Street, and Guilford Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it's Groundhog Day. It's going to be hot and humid again today, even hotter. Upper 90s, well over 100 with the heat index. Chance of very strong, severe weather. We have storms with damaging winds, heavy downpours, even hail expected sometime later on this afternoon into this evening. Should be gone after tonight, but today, of course, is going to be the day to watch. And right now we have 73 with the heat advisory in effect for the city, 73 in Parkville. Former ICE director, he was in charge of ERO here in the Baltimore field office, Matt Elliston. This came up before, and he says, ICE does not target children. They don't target schools, but occasionally have people that, you know, use the schools as a shield or as an excuse.
We have not targeted any children. It is the most wild misconception I've heard in my almost 20 years in this job. It just takes our handcuffs off to arrest those violent offenders who just happen to be by one of those areas. We don't want that person running into a school. God knows what they would do.
Yeah, and that they could use the children as shields, and thus put them in jeopardy. The bus driver, Jude Castellanos, saying that what she described the scene as insane.
In school, we feel safe. You know, parents, they send children to the school, you know, thinking that they're going to be safe. But this is completely insane. I've never seen this.
Well, you hadn't lived in Baltimore all that long then, because there have been some actually insane stuff with juvenile thugs running around all over the city. And here, of course, the reaction we have from Mayor BS saying that we are contacting federal officials to express our anger at this arrest occurring on school grounds. He says the Safe Spaces and Communities Act, which I signed in May, makes it clear that immigration enforcement has no place in sensitive areas like public schools. I want to reiterate once again, this type of enforcement is not welcome in Baltimore. Well, too bad. The feds are in charge of immigration. You should have been sending these emails and these statements to Joe Biden that let in tens of millions of illegal aliens, and here they're coming into Maryland as well. Elsewhere, Senate President-elect Bill Ferguson saying that this is truly unconscionable and unbelievable. He says, parents are ripped out of their cars, face bloodied, children in the back seat screaming. Others are describing this as terrorizing. Governor Westmore saying that this was deeply disturbing. Schools are places where children should feel safe, where parents should be able to drop off their kids without fear. Well, I would say that in the city of Baltimore, parents should feel safe and be able to send their kids to school. It's just not—it's not ICE. It's the other dangers out there. It's the juvenile thugs. It is the folks that are conducting brawls, that are physically attacking other children and teachers in these guys. I mean, all of this feigned outrage against ICE agents who are there just trying to do their jobs. It is amazing. And then there was some Baltimore Banner, the left-wing publication here in Baltimore. Leslie Gray Streeter wrote an article that her son goes to the school, and that she wrote, "Mom, we're on lockdown," he said, his first call around 7:58 a.m. "I jumped to the terrifying conclusion that a shooter was on the loose. But the danger was another type of unruly and violent entity, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement." So here you have a Baltimore Banner reporter comparing a school shooter to law enforcement. action. It's these people are absolutely unhinged. She went on to say, I hesitate to write this column because I'm very protective of my son and his privacy, but I need you to know we are all at risk. Yeah, we are, from criminal illegal aliens, not from ICE. She says, your whiteness, your Americanness, your proximity to the fanciness of the fancy will not save you.
Americanness,
that's right.
Get the hell out of here.
The meltdown on the left from people just trying to do their jobs and remove dangerous criminal illegal aliens from our midst is just off the charts. And brace yourselves, there's going to be a lot more of it in the coming days, thanks to the Democrats who passed these acts here in the state of Maryland. Best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. All right, coming up next, Maryland rhinos are out there trying to endorse people and pretend that they are conservative. We're going to name some names here, and not to be fooled, not to be hoodwinked here, it is time to try to wrest control of the Maryland GOP. 6:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Attorney General Anthony Brown says no charges will be filed in connection with a deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore earlier this year. The February 24th shooting happened after officers entered a liquor store and saw a man who they believed was armed. As police approached, Dwight Hawkins fled and pulled out a gun near a detective and an officer who then fired their service weapons. A handgun was recovered near Hawkins. The Independent Investigations Division concluded its investigation into the shooting on June 4th, and the AG's office determined the officer did not commit a crime under Maryland law. And city police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2400 block of Jefferson Street at around 4 p.m., and when they arrived, they found a 17-year-old with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital, and he is expected to survive. Investigators say they located a crime scene in the 400 block of North Milton Street, and anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect after a road rage incident that left the victim with life-threatening injuries. Police were called to the 7000 block of Ritchie Highway Wednesday night, where they found a person performing CPR on an unresponsive man. Witnesses told officers the victim and suspect pulled into the parking lot where they began to argue. At some point, the suspect hit the victim in the head with a tire iron and then fled the scene. Witnesses described the suspect and the vehicle, and police were able to locate and arrest 40-year-old Brandon Lamar Harmon. Police say their investigation is ongoing. And more information is forthcoming about allegations that Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano sent inappropriate photos to sheriff's deputies. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up on the Beltway southwest side. Baltimore County Fire said they just ran up on a wreck. The camera's facing the wrong way right now. The inner loop right before the ramp at Wilkins Avenue. Hopefully we'll get Chart to turn the camera around, take a look north on the Beltway, but that's the report. They just ran up on it. More equipment is arriving now. So if you're coming up 95, you're heading towards Wilkins Avenue, some flashing lights will be arriving. We'll try to get a look at that as soon as we can. The rest of the Beltway still okay. Both the tunnels are still reacting very early this morning to some light to moderate traffic so far on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid day with temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. And then comes a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be strong to severe with damaging winds and downpours. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Colton Cowser continues to mash.
That ball blistered to the opposite field by Colton Cowser, and it will go out toward the bullpen. Cowser continues his resurgent season over the last month.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Cowser's seventh smash in his last 24 games got the Birds going, and Pete Alonso cracked a mammoth two-run shot as well, all part of a 7-5 win over the Mariners, and the Birds split the series two games apiece. Adley Rutschman back in the lineup, knocked in three for Baltimore. Tyler Wells in relief of a struggling Kyle Bradish, three scoreless, and Andrew Kittredge pitched the ninth for his first save. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers were in Pittsburgh last night, and the game was scoreless in the third.
To right field. Valdez turns and watches it fly. Ohtani's second home run in as many games.
Call on Sportsnet LA, Shohei's 13th of the year. It broke the ice and the Dodgers would go on to beat the Pirates 8-6. Shohei, however, was pulled in the seventh inning for a pinch hitter with left knee inflammation. Meanwhile, another first for Ravens head coach Jesse Minter, and that is successfully completing his first offseason workout program from strength and conditioning sessions to mandatory minicamp. And at its conclusion, the coach was asked the message that he imparted to his team as they left for summer vacation.
I think it's simple in a sense, like, you know, when you're not here, like, you own your career. You're the owner of your career, and everything that you do, you know, it puts you in position when you come back.
To the other football we go, which began in Mexico City yesterday, talking about the World Cup, of course, game one of 104. It was Mexico hosting South Africa.
And now Mexico flood forward with five. That's a great ball. Jimenez! And already a big first step to qualification for Mexico.
Call was on Fox TV, Raul Jimenez in the 67th minute with an insurance goal as the Mexicans beat the South Africans. 2-0 was the final. Elsewhere, South Korea topping Czechia 2-1. The U.S. Opens play at 9 Eastern tonight, taking on Paraguay in Los Angeles. And finally, Stanley Cup final last night. It was a pivotal game in Carolina.
Svechnikov again. Back to Gostisbehere. Sisson's pressure. Svechnikov scores! Andrei Svechnikov! A power play goal!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Andrei Svechnikov with two last night. And Jordan Staal found the net again for a record-tying fifth straight game as the Hurricanes beat the Knights 4-2, taking control of the series 3-2. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Democrats are just bad at baseball.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Problems on the Beltway already, and once again with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Just a quick update. The wreck, they found it's on the inner loop. It's almost underneath I-95 and right before Southwestern Boulevard. So not at Wilkins. If you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, when you get to 95, that's where the delay begins. Thank you, Sean.
All right, thanks, Chuck, for the update. We'll talk to you in about 6 minutes or so. Gary?
Yeah, so I know you guys talked about it yesterday. I was out. The Republicans beat the Democrats.
For the sixth straight time.
Sixth straight time. 11-2 was the final at Nats Park. The Democrats are just not very good at baseball.
They're just not very coordinated altogether. But, you know, Eric Schmidt, what a great catch. He made a major league-level catch.
Absolutely.
In left field.
And Greg Stubbe pitched a complete game.
Yes, he did.
Now, granted, it was five innings, but... still, you know, I mean, I think it speaks to the fact that...
I think they played seven, but did he pitch all seven or just five?
Let's see what he's got.
I think they played seven innings in the...
You're correct. It is seven innings. Yep. So, yeah.
We have major league pitchers that can't pitch into seven innings.
The Orioles have a bunch of them.
Hey, I just want to ask you real quickly, did you see what Cakes said about the manager and Basayo?
And not only that, but also about the Orioles' defense. And,
right.
And I've got some sound on that a little bit later, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Never, never one to shy away from speaking.
Exactly. Cakes, love Jim Palmer, number 22. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes. Welcome back, by the way, after your day off. So I wanted to mention at least... something that has been bothering me for quite some time, as you know, I think the Maryland GOP is the equivalent of a circular firing squad. I know when our good friend Bobby Ehrlich, and former governor, he was trying to grow the party, and I think they were making some inroads, and people back then, there were, again, a much better contingent in Arundel County and other places, and it looks like we were making some progress, and then all of a sudden Lockdown Larry comes in, and his drive for five failed miserably, and with his lockdowns and the way he governed, he basically, and then he pitted Republicans against each other. You remember the Kelly Schultz versus Dan Cox, and so on and so forth. So Larry absolutely, I think, destroyed the Maryland GOP. But there are a lot of Hogan holdovers. There are a lot of leftovers in the party that, A, don't like conservatives. B, especially don't like MAGA, Trump conservatives. And C, they just want to keep all the power to themselves, and they want to be part of the uniparty, the controlled opposition. And this is happening once again. And being plugged in to Republican Party politics in Annapolis, I get all these newsletters from all these Republicans that send me their newsletters in the email. And I start looking at them, and I'm saying, these people, you know, they pretend like they're conservative. And then you actually look up their voting record, and guess what? They're actually not conservatives. And then the people that they're endorsing right now during the early voting campaign, these are people they're mounting opposition to true conservatives that are out there that want to run. So I try to stay out of it. I try to get all the Republicans on. I've had as many Republican gubernatorial candidates as I can. I'm not endorsing. I want to give access to everybody. We'll give access to the county executive candidates, whatever the case may be. I just don't, you know, well, the fight is when they win their primary, then we're mounting up against the Democrats. But that's not what they do in this state. For instance, again, I got this email from J.B. Jennings. There was a piece that he put out in a newsletter just a couple of days ago. And once again, he's trying to play conservative when J.B. Jennings voted for the budgets that the Democrats came up with, and the bill that caused the bond rating downgrading. And now he's complaining in this newsletter about the downgrading of when he voted for it. He voted for the bill. Look, it should not surprise you when the left votes for bigger government. They're honest about it. You know who they are. Okay? But when those of us on the Republicans and the right does it, that's, you know, a politician knows. Like J.B. Jennings and Chris West and Justin Reedy and Delegate Pippi and others, when they know the spending is out of control, they vote for it anyway. And they turn around and tell voters that they're fiscal conservatives, like J.B. Jennings. In his latest newsletter, he's warning about Maryland's bond rating, unsustainable spending, borrowing, taxes, fees, etc. Reading it, you think he was one of the leading opponents of the spending spree in Annapolis, but that's not what happened. J.B. Jennings has been in Annapolis long enough to know exactly what's happening to the state's finances. He understands the numbers. He knows it. He knows the long-term costs. He understands the programs like Kerwin have created enormous future obligations for taxpayers. Yet when it comes time to vote, to prove that he's got the mettle to be a conservative, to be a responsible steward for Republicans, what does he do? He votes for the budget anyway. He voted for Kerwin. Why? Because the spending keeps flowing, the grants keep flowing, the projects in his home district keep flowing, and the ribbon cuttings keep flowing, and he gets to stay in power. So you see, look, let me pat myself on the back. This is what I got for my district. It has nothing to do with being a conservative or being a good steward of taxpayer dollars. So when you're growing the budgets, when you're growing the government, when you continue the out-of-control spending, when what you're voting for actually contributes to the downgrading of Moody's, that is not conservatism. That is not a responsible Republican, in my opinion. And yet he's out there endorsing. Beware. Beware of the people that they're endorsing. And again, I don't know a lot of them personally. I'm just saying, if J.B. Jennings thinks it's a good idea that they're in office, then I would vote the other way. That's just one of many. So we're going to spend the next couple days here going over some of the other Maryland rhinos that pretend they're conservatives, that pretend they're great stewards of taxpayer money, and yet it's exactly the opposite. And why do I say that? Because their voting record proves it. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, we're looking at this wreck on the Beltway. It's on the inner loop, as we said. The original report said at Wilkins Avenue, then they moved it back just north of the bridge at I-95 and just short of the ramp where Southwestern Boulevard comes on to the Beltway, and also the ramp from 95 comes on. So that's the saving grace there. But it's going to affect the Beltway traffic coming up from Washington Boulevard and then up towards 95. Only a single lane to the left right now with the fire department there. A couple of vehicles on the shoulder. I think if they realize that everything's under control here, they'll be able to clear these lanes and keep everybody off to the shoulder area. But for right now, northbound from Washington Boulevard, that's the delay. Stay left. The outer loop can see it. You might pick up just a brief delay there as you're coming down from Wilkins Avenue and towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid again today. Upper 90s for the high. Will feel well over 100. Chance for some very severe and strong thunderstorms with damaging winds, heavy downpours, even some hail. It should be out of here by later on this evening, but we're concerned here about some very strong storms moving our way. Right now it's sunny, 75 already in Stevensville, 73 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
What do you mean you don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb.
No. Hot Pockets is going bite-sized with new snack breaks. Gooey apple pie. Ultimate cheddar. Spicy jalapeno popper. Melty nacho beef. And cheesy stuffed pretzel with bacon. They said it's the most significant development in Hot Pockets since Chuck put on his corduroy shorts.
I stopped wearing them in April.
Put them on today.
I'm wearing corduroy in Florida now. You're going to cause a brush
fire. That's right. A brush fire is right.
Can I do a quick update?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
This vehicle that's involved, I just saw this. I kind of got a little better look. Whatever this one vehicle is ahead of the fire truck on the right side, this thing is smashed. So they're going to have to, this is going to take a little while to clear this out. I thought maybe just these two vehicles on the right side were the accident, but this one is pretty well banged up. So just a heads up for that.
Thank you very much. Good thing there's no rain coming right now.
Yeah.
Chick. Chick. Chick-fil-A bringing back honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich.
Honey pepper, yes.
Honey pepper pimento.
Honey pepper, that sounds
you like? What was it? I know people that used to eat pimento and olive cream cheese sandwiches.
That's what my mom ate.
She ate those?
She loved those.
Old school.
Absolutely.
It wasn't bad. I tried it once. It just wasn't my favorite
that
thing.
That liver and onions.
Masters.
Yeah. Wetzel's Pretzels launching a new Oreo Blitz. For this summer, now through October the 4th. Oreo little bits, little bite-sized original soft pretzel pieces topped with Oreo cookies. New Supergirl meal lands at KFC, including the Super Solar Honey Mustard, Ruthie's Sweet Chili Revenge.
Oh, dear.
Burns twice. Lobo's Wild Ranch. And the Kryptonian Cooler, whatever that is. I think it's a...
You need that after the other.
Another big film.
Flamethrower.
Another big film coming out is the sequel to Minions. Wendy's is launching the Minions Meals with Blind Box Collectibles. So that is coming out if your kids are into Minions or grandkids. By the way, we warned that when they raised the minimum wage in California to $20 an hour, that it would affect fast food first. And now Carl's Jr. If you're not familiar with Carl's Jr., when I was out in California, huge.
Hardee's here.
Carl's Jr. out there. Huge chain. And now one of the longtime Carl's operators is now closing over 20 stores and selling the other 40 stores that he owns due to the $20 fast food minimum wage.
That's great.
Yeah, can't afford the help, and of course the price of beef is also part of that. Sure. And a local chain specializing in cupcakes, cookies, and ice cream is opening up in Baltimore County, Little Cakes and Creamery, which has 7 locations in Maryland and Virginia. They're opening up at Hunt Valley Town Center on Schwann Road by early autumn. So they'll be coming by early autumn. Good stuff, too. They have all sorts of good cupcakes and ice cream and all good sweet treats at Little Cakes and Creamery.
All right, sounds so interesting.
Yes, it does. All right, Chuck, any further updates?
Medic unit has now pulled up here as well. So only the left-hand lane is open on the inner loop as you're coming up from Washington Boulevard. It's going to be a while before we get this right side open.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Appreciate that. Let's go to Bill in Owings Mills for a call. Good morning, Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill, are you there? Bill could not hang with us. All right. So there we go. I just think, look, it's I've had enough of this. I've seen a bunch of these folks, these so-called Republicans. And again, it's in leadership of the Maryland GOP. That's where the problem is mainly. But then you have all these other people that are, you know, basically trying to jockey for power and control. J.B. Jennings is one of them. Chris West is another. He's retiring from his Senate seat, but he did a lot of damage over the years with some of the bills he sponsored and co-sponsored. We'll get into that. Again, Justin Reedy in Carroll County, Jesse Pippi in Frederick County, and some of the other ones that we'll name a little bit later on. But I think it reached a point until, if you want to advance as a party, and I understand there's room in the party. If you have different, you know, you're not as conservative as I am, or if you're not a MAGA person like I am, or whatever, I get it. There's room in a Big Ten party. But what happens here is that they want to control everything. They want to put everything in. They just want to completely keep conservatives at arm's length and MAGA people as well. They don't want to have any power, any say whatsoever. Okay, we'll tolerate you if you're a conservative, but we're going to run people against you. We're going to primary you in some of these races.
Well, that's literally what the state party did when Adam Wood was the executive director, who Nicole Harris hired only a few years ago, and then he decided to enter a state Senate race in which there were already Republicans already registered running. So he decided to not just run, which is against their bylaws, but challenge other Republicans. So the state party committee can always say, well, we don't get involved in the primary. We help everybody, blah, blah, blah. But that's not true. They do choose. And then now he's being endorsed by other state party officials who, according to Facebook, looks like they're dating. So maybe, I don't know, they're not supposed to endorse anybody. They're not supposed to run against anybody. And maybe it's different if you're dating. I guess, does that change the rule? But see, that's what's so disgusting. So it's like you said, be honest and be direct. Right, maybe we're not all 100% the same if we took a purity test or a policy test or whatever. But A, be honest about where. And B, and don't be a hypocrite, like you say. Don't whine about the budget if you voted for it. And see, what is it with this clique? It's like high school. Like, only we can be in charge. We're not going to let anybody else in. And I'm tired of it. But what are they protecting? What kingdom are they protecting here? To lose 100% of the time? So maybe you need our help. Maybe you need the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is how the uniparty works at the federal level. We see it at the state level as well.
So we need outsiders.
Your calls and comments, certainly welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor Nick Kroc, CPA Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, running for governor of Maryland.
And I'm Dr. Brenda Cham, running for lieutenant governor.
Because Maryland is a state worth saving. Together, we will bring down the outrageously high taxes and fees imposed upon us by our current governor.
We will educate and not indoctrinate our children, restoring Maryland's high standards.
We will work with law enforcement to bring back safe streets.
We will cut energy costs by at least 50%.
We will work to solve Maryland's problems, not just talk about them.
This is home, and we will not be run out of it.
Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham.
Cynthia Price, treasurer.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
653, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so this wreck on the Beltway still has us down to one lane on the inner loop. It's just after the bridge where I-95 crosses over as you're coming up from Washington Boulevard towards Wilkins Avenue and up through there. I can tell you this, the ramp from Southwestern Boulevard, the ramp from I-95 both ways, you're fine. You're rolling out away and ahead of the accident, but the traffic coming up from Washington Boulevard, from Hollins Ferry Road, you'll be in a single lane as you come under I-95, and you'll stay to the left at the accident scene. Might be a tad slow as well with the outer loop kind of looking at it as you're coming down from Wilkins Avenue through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, upper 90s, feel like over 100 with a heat index, strong, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, heavy downpours, and hail later on this afternoon or this evening. Gone by later on tonight. Right now it is 73 in Bel Air, 74 in Dundalk. And what the other, just get off my high horse for a second, but another, I think, effect of having this controlled opposition, this uniparty, this cabal, if you will, is that it discourages other people. I take a look at Giordano Schifanelli, who I thought had a bright future in the Maryland GOP, and they kind of like aced her out at the last elections for the Maryland Republican Party. So you lose good people like that when you do this. And then you also have these perennial candidates then run and these fringe candidates that somehow think, okay, I've got a shot. Case in point, a Frederick County jury has found Dwight Douglas Larcom, a Republican candidate for governor, guilty yesterday or this week of 17 charges, including violation of a protective order, stalking, witness intimidation, following a three-day trial. This has been going on for years, apparently with an ex-partner. He plans to appeal that conviction and says there's no impact on his gubernatorial campaign. Okay. Whatever you say. But it's just. No, but that's
you're
what happens.
Right. So right. Why would a decent person want to run for office in this day and age anyway? When you've got your own work and your family and your career, it is a sacrifice. At least if you're doing it for the right reasons. And then you're right. They'll get you out on technicality. Like Giordano Schifanelli, even after she lost when she was on the GOP nominee ticket for gubernatorial race in 2022, and then she said, okay, maybe there's a problem with the party. We need to step, which is what we've been saying, maybe we need to go backwards, not wait till the election and run as a candidate. We need to change the whole infrastructure of the party. And she tried to run with the slate, with other people that felt the same way for other positions. They didn't even let her on the ballot. I mean, there was never even a real vote, and then she lost. It was like they wouldn't even let her on the ballot. They don't want anybody who might actually do anything. They don't want anybody who might actually change something or succeed. They want to lose. That's why, exactly, it's controlled opposition.
100%. You're absolutely right about that, and it's never going to change unless, you know, we change out the players at the local levels. These are at your central committees and at the Maryland GOP and so on and so forth. Meanwhile, early voting is underway as the DOJ has begun their investigation into Maryland's ballot gate, this ballot abysmal failure. Jared DeMarinis is still out there telling people, hey, this is a safe and secure election.
Maryland's elections are safe and secure. They're verified.
Yeah, they're verifiably crazy is what they are. I mean, you have, again, we still don't know what the error was, other than maybe they were stuffing the wrong ballots in the wrong party, whatever. Somebody from State Board of Elections wasn't there to supervise that. Apparently not. They won't tell us the truth. They won't tell us anything at all about that. And now we've got a million ballots floating around, and Harmy Dillon, who's the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the Justice Department, is saying there is an audit going on right now of Maryland's ballot gate.
We have an audit function under the Help America Vote Act, and we're looking into that right now, and we're trying to figure out what happened exactly.
Yeah. Well, again, please tell us, because they won't tell us at the state level. The governor's been... Has the governor even addressed this? I don't recall him actually saying anything.
Or sending out a statement, no.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, do we want him? I mean, I don't want the governor in charge of his own re-election system, but I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
It was only Lieutenant Governor Miller, and that was only because she was asked about it by a journalist. It wasn't like she spoke on it.
It happens every election. It happens all the time.
That answers a lot of questions.
Okay. And which leads Harmy Dillon to say, was this incompetence or something else?
Maryland is already in litigation with us because they refused to hand over their voter rolls. This incident further erodes confidence by voters that these people are either competent or, you know, deliberately not enabling the votes of certain Americans. That's a terrible presumption. The government has to get certain basic things right.
You know, it's funny. It's what is it? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That was the phrase. And then this is what reminds me of here in Maryland. Absolute power. The Democrats enjoy absolute power. They control the city. They control the state. They control the state legislature. The governor's mansion. They control. They used to control most of the media. That has changed of late. And maybe there's a ripple effect. But I think when you have this, and this is why Republicans want an emergency hearing on this Ballotgate crisis. But when you have this kind of domination, I think there's a certain hubris, a certain arrogance that they have that they aren't going to get caught.
But if you question them, you're just being a conspiracy theorist. You're just falling prey to misinformation. So I don't know how Jared Domenos can stand up there and say this stuff. But and they're claiming that it would be wrong for the DOJ to take the voter rolls because they got to protect them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're being such a great protector of the election.
That's
system.
A great point. All right, coming up next, the governor sits down with an interview on his military records, but it's with the Baltimore Banner.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump says it could be signed as soon as this weekend, a deal with Iran to end the war, fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and guarantee that Iran will never get a nuclear weapon.
We have a signing soon, and the documents are in pretty final shape. So we'll see. Very good. Should be done. That should be done pretty quickly. They want it every bit as much as everybody else wants.
The president speaking at the White House after calling off plans to attack Iran again and possibly seize Karg Island.
President Trump is discussing why he believes Iran is now more willing to reach an agreement.
They've taken a pounding like very few people could take, and they want to make the deal a lot more than I do. We could have had it done the other way, I guess, but it would have taken longer. They got hit very hard recently, as you know, and I don't like to have to do things that way, but I felt it was necessary. It's a great deal for the United States and for the Middle East, and I think ultimately great for Iran because they'll be able to build up their country and their country.
Willie Nelson, the White House.
FISA is about to expire. The law allowing the U.S. to gather intelligence overseas runs out at midnight. House and Senate lawmakers failing to extend it. A lot of people without power this morning. Hundreds of thousands of outages. Results of violent storms that pounded parts of the Midwest, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. The Midwest really got slammed with multiple tornadoes, including several confirmed outside Chicago. More severe weather is possible today. This is a history-making day on Wall Street with Elon Musk's SpaceX making its debut on the NASDAQ. It is the largest initial public offering ever. The price for a share of SpaceX stock, $135. More than 555 million shares up for grabs. I'm watching Wall Street. Dow futures up 268 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right now, the inner loop of the Beltway is stopped. They're in the in there now working with the state highway trucks trying to reposition this one vehicle to get it off the roadway. Inner loop north of the bridge right here at I-95. And as you're heading up towards Wilkins Avenue, if you're coming up the Beltway from the BW Parkway from Hollins Ferry Road, you'll have a backup there. And they're holding traffic right now trying to get this vehicle pushed off and at least onto the right shoulder. So right now we're stopped. The ramps from 95 and the ramp from Southwestern Boulevard onto the Beltway, they are open and you'll get through there. Okay, they just reopened the left-hand lane again, but they're still blocking the right side of the Beltway at that point. We'll have more on that in about 10 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid day with temperatures in the upper 90s, feet like temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. And then comes a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be strong to severe with damaging winds and downpours. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Abingdon and 74 in Owings Mills at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police are seeking the public's help in locating two women in connection to Saturday's deadly triple shooting in Federal Hill. On June 6, around 2:50 a.m., officers were called to the 1000 block of South Hanover Street for a report of shots fired. When police arrived, they found three men suffering from gunshot wounds. And with Election Day just over a week away, Baltimore City Sheriff Sam Cogan is facing renewed scrutiny after the Baltimore City Police Union's president urged members to vote him out. The Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police Lodge No. 3 posted a message Wednesday on X from Union President Mike Mancuso calling for members to vote Sheriff Cogan out. In a letter, Mancuso wrote that Cogan lacks credibility and integrity, which he described as absolute requirements for the sheriff position. And a Baltimore man who previously worked in the city's Safe Streets Violence Intervention Program is facing drug and weapons charges after police say they found a loaded handgun and a substance believed to be cocaine during a traffic stop in West Baltimore. The winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 100, the Pick 4, 7699. 705 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Adley Rutschman back in the lineup last night for Baltimore.
Rutschman knocks the next pitch into right field. A fair ball on the line, and that will bring in two more. Adley Rutschman, after missing 3 days, back in the lineup with a vengeance.
Indeed, Kevin Brown had it on Masson. Rutschman, a couple hits, three driven in as the O's power past the Mariners. 7-5, earning a series split. And how about Adley Rutschman? After batting a dismal 188 in May, Rutschman batting 393 in June. 8 games, 10 runs driven in. Sam Bisaio also back in the lineup last night. Behind the plate, he went 0-4. Meanwhile, with the conclusion of minicamp, all's quiet in Owings Mills at the moment, giving a chance for Ravens players to reflect on all that's new at the castle, and there's plenty of it. Here's Lamar on the style of his new offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle.
I love the coaching. You know, I'm a coachable player. You know,
sometimes he sees things that I don't see, you know. Sometimes I see things that he might have not thought of. And it's just great to have, we piggyback off of each other, you know, just great. And I feel like we need that.
And finally, at 9 p.m. Eastern time, one of the most anticipated games in the history of American soccer will kick off tonight, U.S. and Paraguay in Los Angeles. For years, we've circled the World Cup on American soil as the one where the U.S. men's team could break through. The Americans are favored to advance from Group D, but they haven't won a knockout game since 2002. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tyler Loop is doing just fine. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys, they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, another safe streets arrest has occurred. Also, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announcing yesterday, along with Mark Wayne Mullen, the DHS Secretary, again, child smuggling indictments as they try to track down the nearly 450,000 children that went missing under the Joe Biden regime. Where were Governor Moore and Brandon Scott saying that was deeply disturbing or that was unacceptable? That can't be allowed to happen like they did with the ICE agents with their arrest near the elementary school in southeast Baltimore yesterday. But our top story here today is, they're feeling it. They're feeling the heat. I'm talking about Governor Moore and his handlers. They're feeling the heat on the Sinclair Broadcasting investigation, spotlight on Maryland, led by Drew Sullins and others, into his military records, into his embellishments, into his stolen valor when he did not receive his Bronze Star, when he said he did on a White House fellow's application. It wasn't just not correcting other people that claimed he had it. And where do you think they got that idea? Okay, they probably got it from the White House application that he put on. So, I mean, that, of course, there's so many other things regarding the other Wes Moore, claiming he was born in Baltimore, the Oxford thesis that he never has materialized anywhere to be found. I mean, this is a pattern, a very disturbing pattern of embellishment when it didn't really need to happen. So he finally sits down with the Baltimore Banner. The Baltimore Banner is now replaced, as has become the left-wing voice of Baltimore. And so and they put on the if you see on the website, there's a picture of Wes Moore in his camo with his beret as a Ranger, giving a farewell address to a corps of cadets after serving as regimental commander. Like he was commanding, he was basically a PR officer. Okay, so Wes Moore's military service is in doubt. His is not in doubt. His storytelling is. Well, that places some doubt. And for the most part, this is a glowing, sympathetic, empathetic piece trying to resurrect whatever damage that has occurred. But I did find inside this story a little nugget. Another little nugget where Wes Moore did not tell the truth. And it has to do with the the 30-day leave he got when his grandfather had passed, unfortunately. And then he came home. Remember, he came home, and he went to his grandfather's funeral, and then he met his wife, Dawn, and they went out to Vegas and got married in Vegas. Kind of a, I guess, you know, lickety-split. Everybody can get married to Vegas at the drop of a hat. And anyway, it was at his grandfather's funeral that he told the story. He mourned the death of one of his close friends, First Sergeant Toby Meister. He said when he saw his grandfather's casket, Dr. James Thomas, all of that emotion came rushing forth. Quote, inside that casket, I also saw Toby, Moore wrote in his book, The Work, Searching for a Life That Matters. He cried tears for all of them. When he left, he felt freer as a result of his catharsis. Banner writes, this was a neatly constructed, cathartic examination of loss contrasted with strength required to lead. The problem is, Toby Moster died on December the 28th, 11 days after his grandfather's funeral. So he couldn't have possibly have been thinking or envisioning Toby Meister inside his grandfather's casket because he wasn't dead yet. Still yet another bizarre embellishment and untruth told by our governor. There's more to come. Stay with us. 713. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's still pretty bad on the southwest side of the Beltway. They cleared this one incident. They apparently just got it to the shoulder. And then another wreck occurred. Interloop right here above the bridge at I-95. And before you get to Southwestern Boulevard, and you're coming up towards Wilkins Avenue. So again, if you're coming up from the BW Parkway, Hollins Ferry Road, Hammonds Ferry Road, down through that area, single lane to the left, another fire department vehicle is there. We went from two or three police cars there to now five police cars in that area. And it's just a big mess in that section of the Beltway, which narrows down anyway right there before the ramp at I-95. Now, 95, the ramps on to the inner loop of the Beltway, they're clear. The ramp from Southwestern Boulevard is also clear. You're out ahead of the accident scene, which is right here, almost underneath the bridge at I-95. So with the fire department there again, they're blocking the center of the roadway. It's a single lane. I've seen some people come right up to the fire truck and then kind of squeeze over. What are you, out of your mind? You know, give these guys room to do what they have to do. The outer loop can see it just a bit, and you're heavy coming down from Wilkins Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid again. High today, upper 90s. It's going to feel well over 100 with a heat index. Chance for very strong and severe storms, damaging winds, heavy downpours, and maybe even some hail. Gone by later on this evening. And right now we are heat advisory in effect, 75 in Pasadena and 74 in the Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President yesterday appearing on Fox and Friends and saying regarding Iran is the strikes had continued and then were called off later last night. But yesterday morning, he said that we were hitting them hard.
Now, there's 234 people laying down alongside of you with a bullet in their brain. And they run. So, I can't blame them. Who's going to blame them?
Mr. President? Can you get them weapons? Provide air cover?
Well, we actually sent them weapons, and we were very disappointed by the Kurds, to be honest with you. The Kurds let us down. I disagreed with the decision. You know, I was saying, no, I don't believe they'll deliver them. I think they kept them for themselves. I think it's a disgrace. But I'll remember that, Kurds. I'll remember that. But they have some guns, but, you know, they don't have the weapons. Look, even if they had some. They're petrified.
Yeah, he said, we're killing them, Iran, and the Kurds. You're not happy with it because we sent arms to the Iranian people. The Kurds stole them. So he said he'll remember the Kurds. And then he called off the strikes planned for last night and says there's now been a settlement and a perhaps new deal that could be signed as early as next week.
We just made a great settlement of the war with Iran, and we're going to be subject to finalization of documents, which should get done over the next few days. Probably have a signing maybe in Europe. And it's a great thing. Stock market's up 1,000 points. That means they like the deal. See, that means if the market goes down, that means they don't like the deal. But it's been up. Oil's dropped. Oil will start coming down to, I think, even lower than it was before. I said I was in Iowa. It was $1.85 a gallon. And I don't know if I'm going to get there, but we're going to get pretty close. It's going to come down, and when oil comes down, everything else comes down.
And most importantly, we have a deal that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, which was the whole purpose of what we had to go through to get this. So it was a big, very big thing. But we have a signing soon, and the documents are in pretty final shape. So we'll see. We'll see. Very good. Should be done. And should be done pretty quickly. They want it every bit as much as everybody else wants it. And I think a lot of good relationships can ensue from this. I just spoke with the leaders of many of the countries that were mentioned in the release. I just spoke to Bibi. I spoke to the head of great heads of nations, Qatar, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, and others. And we're going to be talking to Turkey, President Erdogan, who's great. And it's really a wonderful thing with a lot of spirit. Pakistan was fantastic. The prime minister and the, I call him the general. He's a general. He's a great, great general. He's so great that they that he's actually a field marshal, step above. And they're all very happy. The whole Middle East is happy. And long beyond the Middle East, the strait will open as soon as we have it signed.
Yeah, and that could be as early as next week. The memorandum and Vice President Vance may be dispatched there. The naval blockade will remain in full force and effect until the transaction is finalized. President said no other president is on True Social has ever been more committed to both rebuilding our great military and saving our great country. Now's the time to make it happen for generations to come. I'm hereby calling Republicans in Congress to immediately advance and pass the forthcoming $350 billion reconciliation bill, which will include the Save America Act as well. No games, no delays, and no weak compromises. Do this ASAP. He had some tough criticism for Sing Along with Mitch, who's on his way out.
Paul McConnell's an angry man. He, you know, got thrown out of his position. He's an angry guy. You know, he should be very thankful to me, because if I didn't win, he wouldn't have gotten to appoint. I appointed the judges. He didn't. He gets credit for appointing judges. He didn't appoint anybody. I did. You know how I did? I won the election. And then I picked judges. And the judges ended up getting approved, and they said, oh, didn't he do a good job? He didn't do a good job. What the hell did he do? I won the election. He's an angry man who's very disloyal to John Thune. John Thune's a good man. He was a loyal worker for Mitch McConnell. He worked for Mitch McConnell. He worked very hard. He was very loyal to him. I disagreed with him a lot because Mitch McConnell gave so much money to Democrats. He gave them money. I had to go get the wall money from the military. I just took it out of the military because that guy wouldn't do anything. He gave it. No, Mitch McConnell's a bad guy, and I thought he was lousy at his job. Lousy at his job.
If John Thune's a good man, he'll find a way to get the Save America Act passed. So that's the president trying to get him to incentivize him by praising him, while the rest of the banker world is basically want Thune out as soon as possible. The president also announced a new nominee to replace Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. It's going to be Jay Clayton, the current U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Out is Bill Pulte, who, of course, got a lot of blowback from Senate Republicans, and has to do with reauthorizing the FISA Act, the Save America Act. So there might be a trade, political trade going on here with Pulte out and Jay Clayton coming in. Tulsi Gabbard now has accelerated her departure. It was going to be June 30th. She will leave next Friday. Her last day is acting director of national intelligence. 7:21. And that is the way it went down, 509 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21. More on Governor Moore's interview with the Baltimore Banner coming up in just a second here on KCN Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer.
Farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state senate.
Authority friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor, to restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, treasurer.
Authority, friends of Glenn Gilhar. Brianna Gilhar, treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June the 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, there's one sore spot on the Beltway, and it's on the southwest side, inner loop, right under the bridge. And just after that, to where the bridge crosses at I-95, it kind of narrows there anyway. So if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, you're coming up from the parkway, you're coming up towards this wreck, only the left-hand lane is getting by. Once in a while, they try to squeeze two, but there's a fire department truck sitting right there in the middle of the roadway. So you have to get over and get around these first responders. And yet another medic unit has also just arrived at the scene. We started with one wreck, then there was another wreck in the backup, and then there had been some chatter that there was an accident also at Washington Boulevard at the Beltway. I'm not sure if that's there or not, but this is definitely the problem. So if you're, again, if you're coming up from the parkway, when you get up to Washington Boulevard, you might as well just get in the left-hand lane. There'll be a single lane there. Then after that, you're fine from Wilkins Avenue all the way up to I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid again today. Upper 90s. It's going to feel over 100 with the heat index. Chance for strong, severe storms, damaging winds, downpours, heavy at times, hail, you name it. And then it'll clear out here by later on this evening. And so it is much like yesterday and actually the day before. And then last night we had some thunderstorm activity, so it's still an unstable weather pattern here in Baltimore. Right now, 74 downtown and 75 in Parkville. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore giving an interview to a friendly, the Baltimore Banner. And in it, he had recounts the story, and they write about it in his book, Work, Searching for a Life That Matters, that he lost his good friend, Sergeant Toby Meister, in Afghanistan, and says he envisioned his, saw him in the casket with his grandfather. Problem with that is his grandfather died on December 28th, 11 days. Meister died on December 28th, 11 days after his grandfather's funeral. So the governor did not learn of Meister's death until he returned to Afghanistan the next month in early January. 11 years after that book was published, Moore explained the inaccuracy as a result of poor editing and the effects of stress, grief, and time that can have on memory. Again, Moore's staff provided access to requested military records, some of which were not publicly available, helped coordinate interviews with people who served with him or knew details of his deployment. Moore said in the article, quote, "There's maybe ways I could have articulated things differently, but it still doesn't take away from what we experienced and what we did and what, frankly, I'm still dealing with," end of quote. So sounds like, I don't know if this is PTSD or whether he is haunted by his time in Afghanistan or, you know, whatever. There might be some demons there. And I don't know if that's necessarily obviously, it's tough for any returning soldier coming back if they were A, in a combat zone, or B, they were in a firefight. I don't believe he was ever in a firefight. He did get a combat action badge eventually for indirect line of fire where he was stationed. But it's interesting that his buddy that he met at Johns Hopkins when they played football together, his name is Fenzel, and he is not agreeing to do interviews with any outlet right now, including Fox 45 and others. This was his commander. And Fenzel is the one that suggested that Moore had more to prove before he could ask for votes. So even then, there was, a communication or an understanding that he was going to run for public office, and it would look good for him if he, you know, got a Bronze Star or got a combat action badge or was a commander when he didn't really qualify for any of it, frankly. And in an article in the Baltimore Sun in 2006, Fenzel, his buddy, his commander, asked him, quote, "What have you done to serve the people that would make you a compelling candidate?" End of quote. And so that is what I think, that's when it began. I think that's when the plot was hatched to make sure that he had some Bronze Stars and combat action badges and glowing evaluations, which he may not have deserved, may not have qualified for. It was all done, which is obviously against military policy and protocols. It was all done to burnish and embellish credentials that he was not worthy of. That's in the banner. So imagine. They thought that was a friendly. Those were my takeaways. You can read it and tell me what you think. Our friend, Dr. Melissa Segev, and her team of audiologists at Audiology Associates are very, very good at detecting any kind of hearing issue that you might be having. Now, maybe you have symptomatic. Maybe you've got the most common is earwax. Earwax does build up, and it's. I remember she told me once, she actually removed an insect from somebody's ear once. That she must see everything. That's just bizarre. But no matter what your hearing issue, you're going to want to see one of the 10 locations. Audiology Associates has got an office close to you no matter where you are. And it's a good idea that you get your hearing tested like we do our eyes, like we do our physicals that we have every year. And so you have a benchmark hearing test so you know where your hearing is at a level right now as we start to age. And then if there are issues down the pike, then they can compare it to the benchmark test and see what if there's any hearing loss going on. Best thing to do is call for your appointment, 410-944-3100, or go to AAI Audiology Associates. com. 7:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that a 17-year-old was shot in the McElderry Park neighborhood on Thursday afternoon, according to Baltimore police. On June 11th, around 3:59 p.m., officers responded to the reported shooting at the 2400 block of Jefferson Street in southeast Baltimore. Once there, officers found the 17-year-old male victim suffering from a gunshot wound. Police said detectives learned the crime occurred in the 400 block of North Milton Street. In-person early voting started Thursday ahead of the June 23rd primary election. Early voting will take place from June 11th to June 18th, daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voters who are in line by 8 p.m. will still be allowed to cast a ballot. As votes are trickling in, there's been scrutiny over a mail-in ballot printing error, which caused the state to send replacement ballots to a half million Maryland voters. And less than 1 week after appearing on Maryland's Most Wanted, a Montgomery County couple wanted for the murder of one woman's mother has been captured. Vanessa John Guerrero Henderson, 29, and her girlfriend, Samantha Rabel, 36, have been taken into custody 450 miles away in Genoa, Ohio. Investigators said the couple fled there after murdering Henderson's mother inside of her home in Silver Spring. On May 22nd, Hildy Henderson's body was discovered days later after officers responded to the 1300 block of Fenwick Lane for a welfare check. And Maryland state government is hemorrhaging taxpayer money with recent audits uncovering more than $1.2 billion in questionable spending, improper payments, and financial irregularities. That figure, detailed across multiple state agencies, has ignited a debate in the state capitol over a systemic inability to fix longstanding financial failures. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream. The biggest stars.
Magical Messi.
The biggest games. The biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local. All morning.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So the center lane's now been reopened on the inner loop here at the bridge at I-95. So that's going to help out the traffic coming up from Washington Boulevard and up to the accident scene. Now, all these vehicles are still off to the right shoulder, so they're still going to look at it. It's still going to be a visual delay. Nearby, there were two different accidents related to all of this. Southwestern Boulevard at 695 and Washington Boulevard at 695. Now, looking at a new wreck, I-70 westbound, right at the ramp at Route 29. If you're going to go south on 29, that ramp is open. If you're going straight ahead on I-70, going out to Marriottsville Road, that's going to be a single lane to the right. Looks like somebody hit the guardrail here on the left-hand side. So I haven't seen the camera back. Let me go back to the Patapsco River Bridge. Not quite back there yet, but if it stays this way for a while, we're going to get a backup. So if you're going south on 29, your ramp is open. If you're going west on 70, stay to the right side at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid day with temperatures in the upper 90s, feet like temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. And then comes a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be strong to severe with damaging winds and downpours. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Mariners last night at Camden Yards. Another laser show by the Orioles first baseman.
And now Pete Alonso. First pitch swinging. And first pitch destruction. To a place where baseballs simply do not go.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Pete Alonso's two-run blast landed 439 feet later, and it capped a six-run third inning last night, powering the Birds to a 7-5 win over Seattle. Birds taking the final two games to earn a series split. After the game, Alonso was asked about the team's discipline at the plate.
It's awesome. I mean, the boys put up a hell of a fight tonight. We did a great job of controlling the zone and getting our swings off. And
Colton Cowser also went deep for the Birds, and Adley Rutschman back in the lineup, knocked in three runs. Birds stand at 33-37 through 70 games. They're 9.5 back of the Rays in the AL East, and they welcome the Padres into town tonight. Meanwhile, Orioles Hall of Famer Jim Palmer never won to hold back, and he didn't. Here telling the Baltimore Sports Podcast.
The outfield play has been atrocious. I mean, knocking, you know, turning doubles into triples, you know, so instead of having a runner second, you have a runner third with less than two outs and all kinds of stuff, you know, and they changed outfield coaches. In fact, they changed, you know, all the coaches except the pitching coaches. So
elsewhere in baseball, what's gotten into the Detroit Tigers all of a sudden?
Torque, left field side, way back there, and out of here. Torque bomb number 10. It's 4-0.
Call on Detroit Sports TV. Six homers in all for Detroit yesterday in an 11-0 shutout of the Twins. The Tigers now have won 7 of 9 in June, hitting 22 home runs after hitting just 52 in their first 60 games. Last time we saw Tyler Loop was that fateful night in Pittsburgh. Head was inside helmet, helmet buried in his hands. Ravens fans have hopefully recovered from that night, and apparently so has Loop.
Moving on from the kick itself was pretty easy. Just because I know, like, you got to be ready for the next kick. You got to be able to put it behind you. And confident in the process that I've developed.
You recall that Loop was perfect last year from kicks inside 50 yards, 29 for 29, until that fateful night against the Steelers. And finally, golf news with the U.S. Open getting underway next week. Phil Mickelson has been kicked out of a San Diego golf club over allegations he made unwanted physical contact with a female employee. Multiple sources confirming Mickelson is no longer welcome at the Farms Golf Club in Rancho Santa Fe, California, where the six-time major champion has played and practiced for decades. And don't forget, Mickelson no longer exempt for the U.S. Open. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the owner writes a book.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So, Sean, if nothing else, Orioles owner David Rubenstein, I think you can call him an eclectic kind of guy.
Sure.
Right? He's, he's an investment banker. He's an author, sports team owner, talk show host, etc. So he's written
another book. Is it a talk show host or he does a podcast?
Well, it's on Bloomberg.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen it. So he's written another book. And the book is entitled Inside the Owner's Box, Conversations on Power and Leadership in Sports. And he now owns the Orioles, of course, and he talked with 14 other owners of sports teams about what it's like to own a team
right.
and what your responsibilities are. So I thought, and I'm sure this is going to be a good book. I'm probably going to even get it, and I'm going to read it. But I thought that it would be even more interesting if someone wrote a book on what it was like to be an Oriole fan as opposed to be an Oriole owner.
Okay.
And so here's just a couple of facts and figures.
Are you going, and this is going to be your new book?
I may.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have time.
Right.
Okay, I got a lot of time. this is what it's like to be an Oriole fan for the last 43 years, since 1983.
Right.
Okay. 7 playoff appearances, 16% of the time. 3 American League Championship Series. 7% of the time. No World Series.
Right.
Okay. 15 winning seasons, 26 losing seasons.
Ouch.
Wait, there's more. 4 90 win seasons, 11 90 loss
Ouch.
Seasons.
Yeah.
1 100 game winning season, 4 100 game losing seasons. So it's great that he writes a book. I'm sure it's going to be a great book. But let's not forget what his job is. His job is to reverse all of those numbers in some fashion. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah. And he may do it.
He may.
It's off to a rough start. But what are they, 4 games under 500 now or something? Or?
33 and 37.
Yeah. So it's, again, the wild card is still within reach. But it's.
Started talking about it in May, Sean.
Yeah, I know. I just think that you're right. I think, look, it's only his first, you know, real year as.
It's a second year.
Second year.
There's a lot of work to do.
There is. But, you know, you always discount the first year because you have to settle in. You have to get a lay of the land. And so we'll see what he does this year. And if there's improvement with the club. And that might be, you know, a harbinger of things to come. We'll see.
26 losing
seasons. Yeah, that's brutal. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that reminder. And a reminder that some 450,000 children went missing in this country, led in by Joe Biden, the Reconquistas, the Democrats, the cartels, and others. And I do still believe that there are members of Congress and our government that were bribed, corrupted, that were bought off. I don't have names, but we do know that there are these child smuggling rings that smuggle these children, these innocent children, into America. We're the number one destination. Remember that. Number one destination in the world for pedophiles, for predators, for sex traffickers, human traffickers, all come to the United States because it's so easy. It's so easy to appropriate children. Well, the first indictments were handed down yesterday. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche talked about at least a dozen or so illegal aliens that were caught, busted in a child smuggling ring.
Today we are announcing the indictments of 3 individuals, Maritza Kawik Koch, her brother, Carlos Augustin Kawik Koch, and Gladys Marina Call Chen. This was out of the Northern District of Ohio. All three are illegal aliens from Guatemala who allegedly took part in a wide-ranging conspiracy to smuggle more than a dozen children into the United States by scamming the system and exploiting the loopholes created by the last administration. This is one example, one indictment, but it is not unique. There are over 15,500 super sponsor cases that we have identified along with DHS.
And again, I'm glad that they caught those three, but the stunning number, 450,000 missing children. We've now saved about 150,000. There are still 300,000 missing children in the United States. And 15,500 what they're calling super sponsor cases that they've identified. The federal government has identified, and these people are, again, Catholic Charities is part of this, and some of these other religious organizations that knowingly, and some of these NGOs, some of these non-governmental organizations, were the U.S. government working with these agencies that are making money. They are making money off of child trafficking. They're the ones that aren't vetting these so-called super sponsors, and they're placing these children in these, I'm reluctant to say homes because they're not going to homes, they're pass-through places. They're holding places for these children to be trafficked for sex, drugs, and child labor. We should all be deeply ashamed and disturbed at this kind of behavior that's going on in this country right now. And kudos to the Trump administration now beginning to try to find these children and to prosecute these evildoers. 743. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now, reserve your spot, and you can win some WCBM merch. Right now, the latest on traffic. Here's the Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Lead East. 2026 will be the world's greatest oldies party Labor Day weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. Left-hand lane still blocked, I-70 westbound, right after the ramp at Route 29. So if you're taking the ramp to 29 towards Columbia, you're going down towards Route 100, that ramp is open. The straight-through traffic out towards Marriottsville Road, eventually out into Howard County, your single lane to the right. Not still quite backed up towards the Patapsco River Bridge, but close. So you're going to have to squeeze over there right before the ramp at 29 and get to the right-hand side. It looks like they may open that left-hand lane in a couple of minutes. The fire department just cleared that left-hand lane. Still some slowing on the Beltway on the southwest side where we had several wrecks this morning on the inner loop near I-95. Some of that is still there on the right shoulder, but we're moving traffic again now to the north of Washington Boulevard. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll Labor Day weekend. Poodle skirts, leather jackets, cool cars, and more. A Saturday night doo-wop show with the Jersey Boys directly from Broadway. It's going to be on Labor Day weekend. All the information, leadeast.com, or actually leadeast.net for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot and humid one again today. Upper 90s. It's going to feel like 100 with a heat index. Plus, we have a possibility of very strong, severe storms moving through our area with damaging winds, heavy downpours, and maybe even some hail later on this afternoon into this evening. And should be out here by later on tonight. Right now, it is a heat advisory in effect. 77 in Columbia and 78 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories. One of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Jen in Dundalk is our contestant. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing good. I understand that you were on the bus yesterday with Maggie.
I was on the bus, number one bus with Maggie.
Hey!
What was your overall impression of Maggie?
Oh, no.
She's a crazy nut like me.
I remember you. We had fun.
You just met her, Jen, and you nailed it right on the right
Sounds
on the
like
head
a fun weekend.
This is my bud. I love Jen.
All right, Jen, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I will go last.
All right, good luck to you. Story one. A Michigan third grader wore a hat to school for what was called the Great Kindness Challenge. It featured an image of an AR-style rifle and the phrase, come and take it. The student was disciplined, told to take off the hat, and suspended. She said she wore the hat because it reminded of her father, who was a soldier, and she wanted to show support for gun rights. Supreme Court refused to take up her court case. Story two, for most of the 20th century, each generation of Americans scored higher on intelligence tests than the one before. The phenomenon, documented by a New Zealand researcher by the name of James Flynn, is called the Flynn Effect, and it showed average IQ rising by roughly 3 points every decade. The first time that trend has not been upheld is now. It's been reversed. Gen Z, those born between 1997 and 2012, the first in generation in the modern era to score measurably lower than their parents across a range of intelligence tests. In story three, Texas Representative and Democrat Jasmine Crockett has offered to represent Carmelo Anthony for the appeal of his murder conviction. Again, Crockett called, by the way, is a lawyer, and she said that this was a conviction was a legal lynching, and the fact there were no black jurors on the jury was a grave injustice. All right, story one, third grader's hat, come and take it. Has caused a little bit of controversy. Story three, Gen Z dumber than their parents. And, of course, story three, of course, is the Crockett willing to take on Carmelo Anthony as a client. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
Three, please.
Chuck goes for story number three. Kristen?
I'm just laughing at the voice he gets. Yeah, sadly, I believe the Michigan third grader story and the IQ declining story. So I think I'm going with number three. If she did offer, I don't think he'd be very smart if you pick Jasmine Crockett as your attorney. But okay,
all right, and Maggie.
Well, I have to go with number three.
All right, Maggie goes for number three, and Jen.
I will have to go with number three as well.
Okay, no Jen sound. Goes with number three. Nobody votes for story number two. Gen Z dumber than their parents. Yeah, that is a true story. Story number three gets all the votes today. Yeah, Crockett denounced the conviction but isn't offering her services as an attorney. That is our fake news story of the day. Jen, congratulations. You are a winner despite meeting Maggie.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, she was great. Oh, we had a great time.
We did. We had a very good time.
I'm glad you had a great trip.
And I got to meet the great Rob Carson.
Yeah, Rob Carson. He was handing out shirts. Did you get a shirt from him yesterday?
I was a winner. I guessed one of his quizzes.
Congratulations. You're a winner yesterday. You're a winner today. We'll put you in the hole today to get your prize.
Double wins across the
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for listening.
All right, Maggie. Well, I'll talk to you another time.
You better. See you, honey.
All right, thanks, Jim. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Kevin is in Ellicott City, wants to weigh in on something. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Interesting that everybody talks about arming the Kurds so that they can overthrow this tyrannical government. Yet a platform of our Democrats is, of course, take our guns away.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Also, the number one thing that a king will normally do is seize their people's weapons. And yet, so the next time you hear about no kings, just there it is.
Yeah, well, the Democrats at the height of hypocrisy, you pointed out one, and then, of course, they're holding, and there's another no kings rally coming up on Sunday in protest of President Trump. They all bowed to King Charles when he was here in Washington. They couldn't get enough of King Charles when he was here, an actual king, and it just goes to show that Trump derangement is really is another form of mental illness. Kevin, thanks so much for waiting. Thanks for that incredible contribution here to the program. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, another Safe Streets arrest. And at the top of the hour, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande is going to join us to talk about, again, two things. One, the governor's Immigrants' Rights Task Force and BGE contributions to a city councilman. You're listening to KC and Company.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasure.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and say.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so westbound I-70 right at the ramp at Route 29. That wreck is still there. They're still blocking the left-hand lane for the straight-through traffic on I-70. That would be the traffic going out to Marriottsville Road and out to Route 32. The ramp to 29 south is open, and both lanes can get through there. So that's the reason that we're not getting a major backup right now, because a lot of this traffic on 70 goes south onto Route 29. The inner loop of the Beltway is still slow. The accident from earlier this morning, still on the shoulder, flashing lights, and state troopers still there on the right side. The inner loop is slow as you're coming up from Washington Boulevard. The wreck is just beyond the bridge at I-95. We're getting two lanes by, and you'll be okay once you get up towards Wilkins Avenue and up the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: hot, humid, and stormy. Upper 90s going to feel like over 100, maybe some severe thunderstorms rolling through the area a little bit later on this afternoon and into tonight. And right now, we're looking at 74, mostly cloudy in Ocean City. It is 76 in Severn. And guess what? Guess who is appearing on The View next week?
This will be one of many questions that we're going to be asking our guest on Tuesday. We are going to be joined at the table by Vice President J.D. Vance. We'll be right back.
Why? He'll be the only conservative on the panel. What could go wrong? Now, look, I trust Vice President Vance. He's smart. He's a retired Marine. He's a lawyer. He can hold his own. He's very, very quick with a jab. But what does he hope to gain by appearing on The View? The audience are certainly not Vance supporters or Trump supporters. They're not going to vote for Trump or Vance. And the people who watch The View, well, you might have some people that hate watch it, I guess, that may be on the fence. But I would starve these, like Colbert. Colbert now is history. I would starve these programs of oxygen, of ratings. And by going on The View, there are going to be a lot of people tuning in. It's like clickbait. They're just going to drive their numbers up and prolong the inevitable. So, again, I won't watch it. I probably will go back and grab some clips from it next week, but just your thoughts on, does this inspire you to watch The View just because Vice President Vance is going to be on to see what the ladies have to cook up on The View? Just saying. All right, we have another arrest in the Safe Streets program, which are not so safe, as I call them, unsafe streets. And this, of course, we had Antoine Burton. We talked to McKenzie yesterday about him, of course, a previous conviction on attempted murder. But wait, it gets worse. A former Safe Streets worker now facing gun and drug charges, and there's been another arrest in this case. And this is the guy's name is Smothers. Investigators say that, what is his first name? It's not Tommy or Dick, I can tell you that right now. Don, I'm sorry. It's Don Smothers, all right? And Smothers Brothers, true. Investigators say they found a loaded handgun in a magazine on Don Smothers, along with what police believe was crack cocaine in his pocket. Smothers does not have a handgun permit because of his criminal history, dating back to the late 1990s, which prohibited him from possessing a gun or ammunition. Before he was booked and charged, Smothers told police that he's experiencing a mental breakdown. Yes, that's a good job, LifeBridge, and or Catholic Charities, whoever hired this dude. Again, we now, apparently, he was part of the Cherry Hill pilot program stationed at the Cherry Hill Town Center from June 30th of last year to December 11th. And his criminal record, wait for it, includes a first-degree murder conviction in 2003, tied to the 2002 Cherry Hill home invasion. So the previous guy, Antoine Burton, who shot at somebody at Park Heights, he was only convicted of attempted murder. Now they're really upping their game at LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. This one convicted of actual first-degree murder. Here's former Deputy Commissioner Jason Johnson.
This is a difficult issue, for the city. Being on probation just doesn't show enough of a track record. Their duties are very specifically to pull people out of crime. So their involvement in crime, to me, sort of telegraphs that they are actually encouraging crime among other people, because the types of crimes that are involved here, drug traffic and even violent crimes, often require conspiracy. It's apparent that these workers are using their position to increase their ability to engage in these sorts of crimes.
Maybe Mayor Scott and others should be hiring ex-politicians that have been convicted on corruption charges, embezzlement, and ripping off the taxpayers, because, you know, that goes on every day in Baltimore City. And maybe they could benefit from their expertise in cracking down and making our streets safe from the crooked politicians here in the state of Maryland. Just saying, thinking out loud here for just a moment. I want to tell you about the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Michael and his firm, again, what I love about Michael, it is a small boutique kind of firm that specializes in personal injury. And it's not this huge firm where you go to. They got 20 lawyers, and you never know which lawyer you're going to get, and they just kind of pass you off to, you know, it's my turn. It's like taking the number at the deli counter, right, at some of these bigger law firms. Now, you know exactly the lawyer you're going to get. It's going to be Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman. That's who you're going to get, one of those three. And you'll meet with one of those three when they agree to take your case. So, again, if it's a serious accident resulting in serious injury, or if you've had a fall or something else that you've become injured as a result of, call the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, where you're guaranteed Michael, Stephen, or Rachel Alpert Friedman. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, or online maflaw.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrich Thomason. From the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, violent storms have roared across a vast area, with the Midwest especially hard hit.
Aerial footage shows huge trees on top of crushed vehicles and window panes blown from tall buildings. At least three tornadoes ripped through communities near Chicago Thursday. Police warned residents to take cover in Maryville, Indiana, about 33 miles southeast of Chicago. When it was over, trees and power lines blocked streets. Homes were damaged and the roof of part of a high school was ripped off. In Streeter, Illinois, local TV news shows a husband and wife trapped in the rubble of their home being rescued by police. The mayor says they're just grateful there have been no reported deaths. I'm Donna Warrior.
Forecasters warn of the possibility of more strong to severe storms later today. President Trump raising hopes for a speedy end to the standoff with Iran. Mr. Trump addressing a tele rally last night, saying that a deal with Iran is close at hand.
I don't know if you heard, but we ended the war with Iran today, and they have agreed never to have a nuclear weapon, something that we insisted on. That was the whole purpose. That was 95% of it, and they've done it in the most powerful way you can do it.
Skeptics note the president has made similar remarks before, saying they'll believe it when they see it, and questioning whether Iran can be trusted to honor whatever deal is made. They will not be cutting the ribbon today for the new Gordie Howe International Bridge spanning the Detroit River, after all. The Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority says unresolved issues, forcing postponement of today's planned ceremony. There's no word yet on when the U.S.-Canada span will be open. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 375 points. NASDAQ futures 180 points higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Laying out on a hammock, waking up to birds chirping, and board games with the family.
What? It's not cheating.
Frank, you're scaring the kids.
Oh, come on, guys. We're having fun. It's family time.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming.
Technically, it's a loophole.
It's a children's board game. You're a grown man, Frank.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Veterans and active duty service members. When your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity. Protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Here's a new wreck at Arundel County. Westbound Route 100 is coming over to 295 from Arundel Mills Boulevard. There's a pretty good size backup here on the westbound side. I have not yet seen the wreck, but it looks like there is road blockage now. And of course, 100 through there is only two lanes anyway, so we could be losing at least one lane at the scene. The backup here is back to Arundel Mills Boulevard. Keep in mind, the other wreck was still blocking the last time I looked westbound I-70. It was blocking the left-hand lane at the ramp at Route 29. The ramp to southbound 29 is open, and traffic was okay there, heading south, going down to Route 100. The inner loop of the Beltway is still slow with a wreck that was on the right shoulder. The remains of an accident this morning on the inner loop right at the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid day with temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. And then comes a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be strong to severe with damaging winds and downpours. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
78 degrees in Randallstown, 77 in Ocean City. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore woman has been rearraigned in connection with the beating death of a city Department of Transportation employee. Last week, Kiana Bonaparte rejected a plea deal in the death of Gregory Turnipseed. The 71-year-old was beaten along St. Paul Street in October in a dispute over a parking spot. Bonaparte and her 15-year-old daughter allegedly beat Turnipseed, and he died in November. During a hearing on Thursday, Bonaparte was charged with second-degree murder and conspiracy to commit second-degree murder. She was initially charged with first and second degree assault. It's unclear if the 15-year-old is being charged. And another 15-year-old has been charged with armed robbery in Howard County. The teen was allegedly stealing from the Wise Market grocery store in Elkridge on Wednesday, and when confronted, he pulled a knife and fled. No one was injured. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 100, the pick 4 7699. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Moo Birds were out last night at Camden Yard.
That ball blistered to the opposite field by Colton Cowser, and it will go out toward the bullpen. Cowser continues his resurgence season over the last month.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Cowser's seventh smash in his last 24 games got the Birds going. And Pete Alonso cracked a mammoth two-run shot, all part of a 7-5 win over the Mariners as the Birds split the series two games apiece. Adley Rutschman back in the lineup after three straight out of the lineup, two hits and three runs batted in. Tyler Wells, three scoreless in relief of Kyle Bradish. With the Ravens minicamps concluded for the spring, players are off till summer camp, about 6 weeks away. Kyle Hamilton put it succinctly, what's on the defense's mind?
As a defense, we probably want to do over, and you know, a new season kind of is that, so it's up to us to write a better story than we did last year.
Ravens D last year underperformed dramatically, bottom third in the league in overall defense, pass defense, and sacks. So Stanley Cup final last night, the Jordan Staal show continued in Carolina.
His goals in four of the six games since he came back, two in this series. Down low, they score! And it's Jordan Staal again on the tip-in to tie it at one.
John McDonough had the call on ESPN. Jordan Staal is unbelievable, tying a Stanley Cup record held by four others, scoring a goal in five straight finals games. Carolina goes on to beat Vegas last night 4-2. They take a 3-2 series lead. And finally, World Cup action got underway yesterday in Mexico City, much to the delight of their hometown fans.
And now Mexico flood forward with five. That's a great ball, Jimenez! And already a big first step to qualification for Mexico.
Call on Fox TV Raul Jimenez in the 67th minute. With an insurance goal, the Mexicans beat South Africa 2-0. The final U.S. Opens play at 9 Eastern tonight against Paraguay. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be Old Home Week tonight at Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three here on Casey and Company Friday morning. Time to check in with our partners at the Baltimore Sun. And Sun Paper reporter Tinashe Chingarande now joins us once again. Good morning, Tinashe.
Morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. The weekend is here. We're all set. We're ready to roll. Although we get some thunderstorms rolling through the area. Typical late spring, early summer forecast. But so you were a couple of pieces I wanted to ask you about here in the Sun Paper this week, dating back to last Friday. We had a chance to talk to you last Friday. But one is on this immigrant rights task force that Governor Moore has established by executive order, bypassing the state legislature, and it just uses the word the Maryland Immigrant Rights Protection Task Force, and so it doesn't differentiate whether it's legal or illegal immigrants. I would imagine that legal immigrants already are protected by most of the laws in the state of Maryland and the laws of the United States, but is this referring to illegals, or we don't know?
So one of the things that political analysts told the Baltimore Sun about this task force is that it just looks as though the governor is symbolically supporting immigrants' rights, but not really doing much that's tangible. You know, the governor said that he signed this executive order because there has been an increase in bad actors preying on immigrants in the state seeking legal advice. And what we've seen in Maryland is that in some cases, you know, immigrants will go to lawyers seeking legal advice and sometimes get scammed out of as much as $10,000. And so the governor's Office of Immigrant Affairs will administer this task force, and it's putting forward $75,000. And simply what they'll be doing is researching what these scams look like, how people are being scammed, you know, what the situation is in Maryland, and then making recommendations about how to combat it. But it doesn't seem, though, as though there's any tough, strong legislative action that will come out of this task force.
But is this in response to the fact that he did not sign the Community Trust Act? He let it become law without his signature, and some are suggesting that this is just CYA on the part of the governor because of that.
So what we do know is that when it comes to executive orders, you know, this is a way for the governor to sort of take actions that have the legitimacy of government behind them, but don't necessarily need approval from anyone else. So unlike the Community Trust Act that went through the General Assembly, you know, it passed the House, it passed the Senate on fine die, I believe, and, you know, or the 287G bans that also went through the General Assembly and actually ended up on the governor's desk with his signature, this executive order is just more on his own. He didn't really go to the General Assembly to request for them to push forward legislation on this. This is something that he felt needed to be done from within his power to essentially show immigrants that he supports them and, you know, he supports protecting their rights.
Who's going to pay for this task force?
So it is going to be administered by the Governor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, according to the Governor's Office. And what they told the Baltimore Sun is that this task force will be funded by $75,000 that comes out of this office.
All right, very good. Coming up next, a city councilman defends his past donations by BGE to his campaign, even though he is running against corporate money. Crazy. All right, that's coming up next with Tinashe. Right now, it's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the two sore spots right now, westbound Route 100 coming over to Arundel Mills Boulevard and a wreck near the bridge at 295. Looking at the camera right here at Arundel Mills, and it is really stacked up. Saw some traffic going by a little further west, but in the meantime, it's only a two-lane road anyway, so if they're down to one lane, that's the backup. If you're coming over from the area of I-97 on 100 and over towards Ridge Road, you may have the backup there. Yeah, okay, it's just now beginning right there, right at the ramp at 170 on 100 westbound. That's a long delay from there all the way through Arundel Mills Boulevard. They're still working on the wreck on I-70 westbound right at the split at Route 29. There's straight traffic going through on 70 out to Marriottsville Road. You're in a single lane to the right. The ramp traffic on the 29 south is open, and you'll have no problems there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, upper 90s, going to feel like well over 100 today with the heat index, maybe some very strong severe storms also, damaging winds, heavy downpours, and maybe even some hail later on. That should move out of here by later on this evening. Right now it is 78 in Pasadena, 79 in Millersville. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande and Mark Conway, a city councilman who is now running for in CD7 against Kwesi Mfume, made it a part of his campaign theme against corporate influence and some campaign fundraising practices. And now we understand that he's got a bunch of BGE donations that he's got to explain. What can you tell us, Tinashe?
So the Baltimore Sun combed through Mark Conway, who is a Baltimore City Council member. We combed through his financial disclosures that were submitted to the Maryland State Board of Elections. And what we found was that between 2021 and 2024, he accepted four different times in total $1,000 from Baltimore Gas and Electric, which is a utility company in Baltimore that in recent years has become very unpopular because of increasing energy costs. Now, what's important about this is that Mark Conway's campaign is a very progressive Democratic campaign. He's running on opposing money and corporate influence in politics. And one of the major points that he's criticized Kwesi Mfume on is that Kwesi Mfume has taken corporate money and that his decision-making in Washington has been compromised by this money, which obviously doesn't really track because, you know, Mark Conway had been accepting money from BEG. He has since returned that money to BGE, but it is still notable that in his early years as a council member, he accepted that money from BGE and didn't really return it up until a few months before he announced that he was running for Congress.
In your piece in the Baltimore Sun, by the way, you can check it out at their website here at BaltimoreSun.com. You have a quote from the councilman. He says, quote, "When I came into City Hall, I didn't understand the difference between a contribution from one or the other." And is he expecting us to believe he didn't understand how contributions worked to political campaigns? I'm not quite sure what he means by that. Don't they undergo training before they get sworn in?
So that's the question that was on everyone's minds. It was a question that I had for him, and I asked it to him a few different times because, you know, as we have heard from the Baltimore City Council's Ethics Board and also from the Maryland State Board of Elections, lawmakers, candidates go through trainings, different types of trainings. With the city council, you go through an ethics training that you're actually given a refresher on every 3 years. And it basically outlines some of the laws in Baltimore City Council with regards to accepting gifts and, you know, what amounts are appropriate and what amounts are not appropriate. And when it comes to Maryland State Board of Elections, the Board of Elections works with both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party to train candidates as well as lawmakers who are sitting in office about the nuances of campaign finance. And so when we talked to Mark Conway about the situation, asking specifically why he accepted money from BGE for 4 years out of the six that he's been in office, his response was that he didn't necessarily understand how campaign finance worked and that he didn't understand what a donation from a company looks like as compared to a donation from a citizen who is just interested in giving to his campaign.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one to swallow. Also, look at the timing of this. You know, as you write in the piece, he's been a councilman for 6 years. 3 of those years, he took about $1,000 worth of campaign donations from BGE. He has protested alongside Baltimore residents at rallies condemning BGE for soaring energy bills. So we have two things that are converging here. One, he's running for Congress, and two, sky-high electric bills. So I guess that might explain his sudden opposition or education. I don't know. So we'll be interested to see if this has any further details coming down the pike. All right, Tinashe, thanks for joining us again, and appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
It's our pleasure. Tinashe Chingarande, she is a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. You can check out her pieces at BaltimoreSun.com, both on the Immigrants' Rights Task Force and Mark Conway. Conscience. I guess that's the best word, right? 20 minutes after the hour, and once again, joining us, Vinny Steele, Homesold Guaranteed Realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Indeed. It's going to be a nice, hot one out there. So
yep.
The real estate market probably heating up as well. So how's our local real estate market doing, and are you seeing any improvements now that we are in peak season?
You know, Sean, our local market is absolutely buzzing. We're seeing buyers, you know, finally getting off the fence, moving forward with their purchase plans. I think buyers are starting to come into the realization that where the rates are currently are where they're going to be for the foreseeable future. Home price appreciation continues as well, albeit not to the levels that we were seeing in 2024 and 2025.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear that prices are continuing to rise for home sellers, but may not be such good news for home buyers out there trying to get a good deal.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. And the forecast for the rest of this year into next year is that home prices will continue to rise. And that is some additional motivation for the buyers to get out there. Sellers are also realizing that if they want to get top dollar, their home needs to have a certain look and feel in order to appeal to the buyer's emotional side. If a buyer sees something that worries them, they're most likely going to pass on submitting an offer.
So what are some of the examples that are getting buyers excited, which would translate into more money for the seller?
Excited is, I think, a really good word here, because we ask our sellers, you know, who's going to pay more for your home, an excited buyer or a cautious buyer? So there are some simple things that you can do in order to get buyers excited. An easy tip that we often recommend is just simple landscaping, you know, things like fresh mulch. You edge the beds, you get rid of the weeds, plant some flowers. It's a great way to welcome potential buyers into your home. We also provide a full list of what to do, but most importantly, Sean, what not to do in order to maximize what you can get for your home. And most often, it's the simple and low-cost suggestions that can yield the highest return. So if you're thinking about selling, you want to get, I can give you some really great tips in order to get the most amount of money. You can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And, of course, always online at vinnyceo.com.
All right, that's great advice. Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Sean. We'll see you.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Realty, 410-709-7515. And, of course, vinnysteele.com, as you just heard. Still to come here on Casey and Company. We'll take a look at non-citizens and how many of them are using welfare, on welfare, in the state of Maryland. The number or percentage may actually surprise you. And we've got that. And also, questionable spending, nearly $1.2 billion in the state of Maryland is spent on Lord knows what. I mean, that's the problem. That's an ongoing pattern here in the state of Maryland as well. It's 8:23. Time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, so it looks like they've changed the camera around, and the accident may be clear now. It was westbound I-70 right at the ramp at Route 29. They only had to remove one more vehicle to get it out of there. The ramp to 29 south was open the entire time. Apparently, in the last 15 minutes, there had been a minor wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road. One vehicle remains there on the shoulder. So, again, just the westbound traffic from Providence Road coming over into that area. Want to keep an eye out for some activity there as you're traveling on the westbound side. The other problem is still here with the wreck westbound Route 100 after Arundel Mills and over near the ramp at 295 at the Parkway. And with that, we've had backups that go all the way back to Route 100 at Route 170 at Ridge Road. Not a good situation right now. It's a two-lane road, and the report was maybe just one lane was getting by over at the wreck at the BW Parkway. So that's still a problem for the traffic moving through there. And trying to get a look at the wreck from the camera over at 295. Let me know. They haven't adjusted that, but I see traffic moving on that area over near the Parkway. So it indicates at least something is getting by, but you have a big backup on 100 after you leave the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, upper 90s, could feel well over 100 with the heat index at humidity. Chance for very severe, strong thunderstorms today with damaging winds, heavy downpours, even some hail. And that'll move through later on this afternoon into this evening. And that's been the pattern here the last couple of days. On Wednesday was late afternoon. Last night it was early evening. And same kind of pattern here for today into tomorrow. Right now, 79 with a heat advisory in Ellicott City, and it is 78 in Parkville. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, our national anthem, time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dream of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Well, we're about less than a month away from the 250th birthday, the anniversary of the United States, July 4th, 1776. One of the great historic anniversaries of freedom occurred on this day, June 12, 1987. In one of his most famous Cold War speeches, President Ronald Reagan challenged Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall, a symbol of the repressive communist era in a divided Germany. You might recall that in 1945, following Germany's defeat in World War II, the nation's capital, Berlin, was divided into four sections, with the Americans, British, and French controlling the western region, and the Soviets gaining power in the eastern region. Eventually, the Soviets would be overtaken by communism, and the border between the two countries was eventually closed. East Germans were prosecuted if they left their country without permission. In August of 1961, the Berlin Wall was erected by the East German government to prevent its citizens from escaping to the West. Between 1949 and the wall's inception, it's estimated that nearly 3.5 million East Germans fled to the West in search of a less repressive life. With the wall as a backdrop, President Reagan declared into a West Berlin crowd in 1982, "There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace." He then called upon his Soviet counterpart, Secretary General Gorbachev, "If you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate, Mr. Gorbachev. Open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." Reagan then went on to ask Gorbachev to undertake serious arms reduction talks with the United States. And most at that time viewed Reagan's speech as a dramatic appeal to Gorbachev to renew negotiations on nuclear arms reductions. But it is also a stark reminder that the Soviet leader's public statements about a new relationship without the West, the United States wanted to see action taken to lessen the Cold War tensions. And again, this was all about the United States of America that celebrated our freedom, and we are that shining city on the hill, that beacon of freedom worldwide. And on that day, President Reagan gave a very clear message that it was time for freedom and to reunite the two Germanies. 2 years later, on September the 9th, the East and West were finally reunited as the wall came down, and they were officially reunited October 3rd of 1990. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are asking for the public's help to find two women after a triple shooting in Federal Hill. Police have posted images of the women and their vehicle, and anyone with information on their whereabouts is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The shooting happened on June 6th in the 100 block of South Hanover Street. 41-year-old Curtis Knox was killed in the shooting. Two other men were injured. And Baltimore's Pride Parade will take place from noon until 3 on Saturday. The parade will step off at Charles Street and North Avenue. There will be traffic modifications in place with several road closures in effect from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Area parking restrictions will be in effect from midnight Saturday until 6 p.m. The first day of the city's Pride Festival at Druid Hill Park also takes place Saturday from noon until 9 p.m. And Arundel County Police say a new school zone speed camera location will be activated on Monday. The cameras will operate from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday in the area of Two Rivers Elementary School on Conway Road in Odenton. There will be a 15-day warning period, but after that, citations will be issued with a $40 fine for drivers traveling 12 miles per hour or more
over the posted speed limit. And Baltimore City remains under a code red extreme heat alert until 8 tonight. The heat index today could reach up to 107 degrees, and city health officials remind residents to drink plenty of fluids, remain indoors with air conditioning if possible, and be sure to check on vulnerable relatives and neighbors. Cooling centers are open throughout the city. The high heat and humidity will continue throughout the metro area today, with a few chances of severe storms. BWI reached a high temp of 97 degrees on Thursday. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites, from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Westbound Route 100 in Anne Arundel County is still the problem. The wreck is over near Arundel Mills between there and the ramp at 295. Some traffic is getting by. See traffic around the parkway coming through there, both east and westbound. But this backup westbound is almost back to I-97. It's definitely back to the ramp at Route 170 and basically stop and go right here at Arundel Mills. That's a big delay on the westbound side. There was a minor incident on the Beltway near Delaney Valley Road, very quickly to the shoulder. Not a big problem right now. The west side outer loop is a little busy between I-70 and Frederick Road. Absolutely clear. No delays. Underline no. No delays at the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hot and humid day with temperatures in the upper 90s, feel like temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. And then comes a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms that could be strong to severe with damaging winds and downpours. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the Birds and Padres tonight at Camden Yards with Shane Baz taking the hill at 7:05. San Diego is 35-32 on the year. They're second in the NL West. And they bring east a lot of players familiar with Baltimore, starting with third baseman Manny Machado, who spent 7 years here, thrice hitting 30 or more home runs. Machado batting only 172 this year. Others include Severna Park High School grad Jackson Merrill, Gilman grad Gavin Sheets, and former Oriole Ramon Laureano, who is out indefinitely with a torn labrum and could be out for the year. Elsewhere in baseball, here's a bombshell. MLB said it intends to question Dodgers team physician and the world-renowned Tommy John surgeon Dr. Neil Elatrache, after an explosive report in the New York Times linked him to UFC fighter Conor McGregor and performance-enhancing drugs. Empathy runs deep among players in the NFL, knowing the journey that it takes to get there, and so it is for kickers, well aware of the games that hang in the balance when the ball comes off their foot. Ravens kicker Tyler Loop found that out firsthand during the offseason.
I was super fortunate. I had a couple of other kickers around the league reach out to me. Their wives actually reached out to my wife, or I guess my fiance at the time, and so that was really cool. Had a few guys check in on me a couple days later. Hey, how you doing? I was like, oh man, I'm great, like ready to go. No one wish they had that kickback more than me, but.
Well, it all begins in 6 weeks at summer camp for Tyler Loop and the rest of the Ravens. Big weekend sports schedule coming up, beginning tonight at 9 with the U.S. men's team taking the field in L.A. World Cup match against Paraguay. Tomorrow night, the Knickerbockers can clinch their first NBA championship since 1973. They take on the Spurs in San Antonio. And Sunday, what a day. NASCAR Cup Series hits Pocono. The Hurricanes can drink from the cup in Vegas. And weather permitting, whether you like it or not, the White House will host the big UFC bout extravaganza, headlined by the lightweight championship bout between the challenger Ilia Topuria and interim champ Justin Gaethje. On this day in baseball history, we take you back 56 years to the day, June 12, 1970. Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis throws a no-hitter at the San Diego Padres and later claimed to be under the influence of LSD at the time. And it was on this day in 1990 that Cal Ripken Jr. played in his 1,308th consecutive game, moving past Everett Scott and into second place on the all-time list. The time now is 8:37. Have a great weekend, and that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Just a reminder, if you're not ready for summer in your backyard cooking area, you need to head over to Town Appliance. Ian Owings Mills, your chance to be the best outdoor griller in your neighborhood. You can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you will not forget. So they'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you on or under budget. Don't miss out on these amazing, amazing summer grills. Visit townappliance.com for more information today. Time to head over to the councilman, Nino Mangione. I still have to get used to saying that, you know, Councilman Mangione, but he's here on the Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Councilman.
Sean, good morning. Happy Friday. Going to be a hot one today, and it was hot yesterday, so I thank some of our volunteers because, yes, councilman, but also, of course, candidate. And today being the second day of early voting, I wanted to make sure I had the chance to call in today. We're seeing a very low turnout. People are in summer mode, so it is crucial, which is why, again, I wanted to call today to make sure that conservatives out there understand that if you want to have a voice in government, especially in Baltimore County, for where I'm running for council here, I am asking for your vote. And it is, if you want people that are going to fight Westmore, fight for the almost 40 years now, Sean, of consecutive liberal Democrat control in Baltimore County, then you have to get out and vote. We're encouraging all our supporters to vote early. Of course, the election's on the 23rd of June. But early voting started yesterday, goes all the way until the 18th, which is next Thursday. And I just want to take a minute here, Sean, to just make the case of why this is so important. And I'm proud to stand with a conservative team of fighters who are going to stand up for the taxpayer, try to bring actual change. That's why Pat Dyer, we recruited to run for Baltimore County Executive, a businessman like Pat. Sean, 40 years almost in Baltimore County, and we just saw out of control crime with the shooting on the Towson Circle the other day, a 22-year-old dead, a police officer, one of our bravest men in blue, shot, nearly died. God bless him. It's a miracle he's still alive. A shooting on the east side in Essex. I mean, this is just in one weekend. So we need to take Baltimore County back. The state of Maryland, you've done as good a job as anybody probably in the whole state of Maryland of highlighting these issues for decades that only continue to get worse, which is why we need real conservative fighters in Annapolis. That's why I've teamed up with Kevin Ford for the state Senate, Chuck Murphy, a conservative warrior, Jeff McDonald, a mutual friend of ours. We are the conservative team here. And make no mistake, the fleas come with the dog, I should say, when it comes to politics. We're being attacked by some of the same liberal Republicans who actually helped create many of the problems that they now complain about. Politicians who have voted for Westmore's massive budgets, almost $71 billion, the largest in our state's history. The same politicians who supported the Kerwin plan, politicians who have balanced budgets on taxes and fees, and it made it harder to hold violent juveniles accountable. And now they're trying to tell Republican voters, who the conservatives are. Sean, give me a break. If your candidate is endorsed by the lead sponsor of the Payne Pax or endorsed by Republican politicians who voted to bankrupt the state with Kerwin and backed by people who supported these large budgets. Why would you trust their judgment, whether it's state issues or local issues, balancing budgets, lowering taxes, standing up to crime? The answer is you shouldn't. And again, that's why I wanted to build this team with Pat Dyer and Kevin Ford, Chuck Murphy, and Jeff McDonald, to have a conservative option and conservative fighters who are going to stand up and not sell you out.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit in our 6 o'clock hour, so if folks want to go back and hear some of the names of those individuals that are pretending to be conservative Republicans and are endorsing center-left Republicans and basically rail, and they send out these newsletters, and I get them all the time, proclaiming that they are fighting for you in Annapolis and they're for the conservative cause, blah, 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 then they vote for more government, more spending, and they take money, and they do that because they get something in their districts in return. So if you want to hear that, go back and listen on demand in our 6 o'clock hour. But today, early voting, we understand already 700 people voted in Carroll County yesterday. I understand that similar crowds in Baltimore County. So not record-setting, but it's the first day, and you're right, it is summer. Weekend's upon us now, and people have more time to get out and vote. But the polls are open from 7 to 8 at the early voting centers. And again, they're different than your regular voting precinct. So don't go to your regular voting precinct on election day. Find out where your early voting center is. Get over there today. And by the way, if you can say, but Sean, I'm not registered to vote, you can register to vote today at your early voting center. All you need to do is bring some kind of ID with you, shows proves where you live. And that could be a driver's license, a permit, a change of address card, your paycheck, a bank statement, utility bill. Any of those will be accepted to register to vote today. So if you didn't register, forgot to register, and you still want to do it, you can do it at your early voting center. All right, more with Delegate. I'm Delegate. There you go again. More with Councilman Mangione coming up in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Westbound Route 100 still with that big delay. If you're crossing I-97, you're heading towards Arundel Mills. The wreck was over near the ramp and the bridge at 295 at the BW Parkway. The backup is all the way back beyond the ramp, where Ridge Road comes in, or Camp Meade Road, whichever you prefer, at Route 170. It's backed up there, and then it's just stop and go all the way over to the accident scene. Finally got word that construction is underway, and it's slow. 95 northbound here in Harford County at Route 24. They work during the day. They work during the rush hour. They create a backup, and some of these cars now are limited lanes on the northbound side of I-95 at Route 24. That's a 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and humid again today. Upper 90s going to feel like 100, and strong storms heading our way later this afternoon and this evening. Right now it's 81 in Columbia, and it is 81 in Baltimore downtown. So, Councilman Mangione, we have watched over the last 2 years record amounts of fee increases, largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. In the last 4 years since Governor Moore was in office, and the Democrats took obviously put the Climate Control Act of 2022, we've watched our energy bills skyrocket. And I've always said, people, if you want to be reminded who to vote for, take that BGE bill to the voting ballot box and exercise. See, if you sit at home, nothing's going to change. If you don't show up today or on election day in person, nothing's going to change. And that's why it's so important to get out there and vote. I know a lot of people don't, it may not be convenient, you may have a busy day at work, but again, we ask you to do this once every couple of years. That's it, once, to get out and vote to make this change. And I think people should do it, and hopefully they will.
That is, I just want to say, too, there were no lines at the Maryland State Fair, for example, pretty centrally located to a lot of businesses and a lot of neighborhoods. You can be in and out in 5 minutes. But you're right. You talked a little bit about Westmore and the taxes and the fees. And here, at the end of the day here, this is why it is so important, Republicans, that we are not just electing Republicans who vote like Democrats, but vote like Republicans, put up a fight. It's one of the reasons, again, I built this conservative ticket that will actually stand up for the taxpayers, stand up for parents. And, I mean, look at the assault on it in kids' education, the indoctrination. Stand up for public safety. Believe it or not, there's been some Republicans that haven't done that. A team to stand up for our communities, And when the pressure comes, Sean, when the pressure starts, the team is not going to fold. And you're right. Conservatives that are sitting here listening right now have to. I know it's not always convenient, but again, I'm telling you, the lines, there are zero lines. And it's going to be a little hot, but you're not. You just walk right in, and you'll be in and out by just to go enjoy your lunch and head back to the office. Of course, all weekend, early voting is going on until the 18th. But again, if conservatives stay home, we'll get more of the same, and that's why I'm telling everybody to vote for Pat Dyer and Nino Mangione, of course, and Kevin Ford and Chuck Murphy and Jeff McDonald. And, you know, I'm just, if you're tired of the taxes and tired of watching Maryland move further to the left, if you're tired of not having a conservative voice in Baltimore County where you're seeing this crime issue, schools continue to struggle, the students, there's violence in Baltimore County schools. We don't have an inspector general looking into the Baltimore County school budget. And part of that is why you need senators like Kevin Ford. It was the Baltimore County Senate Democrats who voted against that. So there's a lot of issues that are crucial to the future for the state and for the county. And it depends upon how we're going to govern. And that is why this election is so important and this turnout for early voting. Again, we're encouraging everybody, get your vote in early just in case something happens on election day and, you know, you get sick or you have to work overtime or whatever it may be. But we're telling all our supporters, get out there, vote early. Again, you can go to the Jacksonville Senior Center if you're in our district. You can go to any location in the county, but the Jacksonville Senior Center, very easy, located over by Jacksonville Phoenix. We have the Maryland State Fairgrounds. I know Towson University, and then there's a handful throughout Baltimore County, and all that information is pretty easily accessible.
Yeah, you go, just go to elections.maryland.gov, and you can find the polling place plans, canvas schedules, early voting centers, all listed there by county. So no matter what county you live in, just go there, State Board of Elections website, and you can find your early voting center. I think the other important thing, we talk about the Democrats and Westmore and the supermajority that they have in Annapolis. They're trying to do the same thing in Baltimore County with the county council, which you're running for. You're a county councilman now, but you're running in the newly drawn District 5, and in this primary. So, I want to talk a little bit about the controlled opposition. These are the left leaning Republicans in the Maryland GOP, that are trying to, again, primarily challenge you and others in the primary. And this is, you know, we have to get rid of that threat as well, don't we? I mean, these are the people that say one thing, do another when they get down to Annapolis.
Sean, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is. We cannot allow Baltimore County to go the way of Annapolis and become a Democrat supermajority. They're adding two more seats. That'll take it to 9. If they win the district I'm running, if the Democrats win this district, Baltimore County is gone. It is now going to be likely 6-3, God forbid a 7-2 council with some, and we know what the New Age Democrat, because there's 7 new seats due to some retirements, but if you have a supermajority of the New Age Democrat Party, especially in Maryland, we're going to see the exact type of policy that comes out of Annapolis, where Westmore and the Democrat supermajority has run wild. And you talk about, yes, some of these issues with Republicans. I mean, listen, it's not a personal thing with anybody, but I just strongly disagree with the judgment on a number of issues and votes that are crucial. And if they're going to vote like that, then what's the fun? Who needs friends? Or what's the old saying? Why have enemies when we have friends like that? Where they're actually voting for the exact same policy that's got us into the very troubles we have today. And that is one of the issues, again, that I formed this team of conservatives. And that is why we have to save, I cannot emphasize enough, Baltimore County from going the way of Annapolis, but actually send people to Annapolis that are going to fight for the things that we as Republicans, as conservatives, has always held so dear here. So I'm telling and encouraging everybody to vote Pat Dyer, to vote for Nina Mangione, vote for Kevin Ford, vote for Chuck Murphy, vote for Jeff McDonald. These guys will show up for you. They'll stand up for you. And I'm telling you, they have backbone, which is a big part of politics that unfortunately a lot of people seem to forget these days, especially Republicans.
Very good, Councilman. Thank you again. Have a great weekend. Early voting underway. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Sean.
Councilman Nino Mangione, and it's time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Our good news today is Zach Brown is performing the national anthem at the UFC event scheduled for this Sunday, Flag Day, President Trump's birthday, on the White House lawn over the weekend. And he has said something to say to people that are trying to make this political.
Man, I'm there for the troops, man. I'm there to honor America. I'm there. This is patriotism, not politics. I love this country. I love all the people that have sacrificed so that I can live my American dream, and that everyone that lives here gets a chance to do that if they work hard, make the right decisions. So it doesn't have a place in politics for me. There's going to be like 8,000 active service members that are going to be there. I'm a massive UFC fan. I've watched every single UFC probably multiple times. And it's history, man, getting to be part of American history, man, having the first sporting event that's on the lawn of the White House. I mean, it's an honor.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, and it's the absolute best place to pick up a window air conditioner or wall unit. They have top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayor and Mayor are always there to help you find the perfect appliance at the best price for your exact needs and wants. Take advantage of their flexible financing options today. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox, Karen Donahue, treasurer.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, last traffic weather on the freeze report for the morning. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Nice. So finally, a little improvement here on Route 100 westbound. Looks like the wreck over near Rundle Mills and over by the parkway has finally cleared the roadway, at least. And now we're getting up to, I wouldn't say we're getting up to total speed, but at least we're getting some gaps in the traffic. So that's much better than it was even 20 minutes ago on the westbound side. And at one point, we were backed up all the way back to the ramp at 170. That's still there. So all of that has to still come through. And as you get over towards Rundle Mills Boulevard, the pace will be a lot better. So that should clear itself out in about 15 to 20 minutes. Nothing laid on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are clear and good to go. Construction is underway for the mid-morning and the midday heads up I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, upper 90s. Heat index over 100. And the only person smiling is Kim Clancy. Severe storms, damaging winds, heavy downpours, and hail all be gone by tonight. Right now, it's 79 in Forest Hill, 79 in Dundalk.
Good morning,
look
Sean.
At you. Look at
I
you.
I love it. I love every second of this. I really, truly do. So, of course, we'll be out there enjoying the weather. Got a packed show today. Governor Wes Moore doing a little damage control, the Baltimore Banner piece.
Yeah, except he's told another whopper in that another, piece.
Yeah, so he can't stop lying. Nah. I've said this before, and I didn't want to call it out very early on, because I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. He's a pathological liar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's just, there's no other way
when
to
you don't
it.
Tell the truth. Then and you tell a series of lies, you forget what the truth is, and you can't, you have a tough time reconciling all of these lies
exactly.
together.
Exactly. And then he keeps going and going and going. But I thought it was interesting because even his spokesperson, Carter Elliott, and his comms director, they're all now cropping the headline for the Baltimore Banner piece. You saw that?
Yes, I did.
So it's like, well, it says Governor Westmore's military service is not in question. They crop that and completely take out the rest of the headline, saying, but his storytelling
yes.
is. Like, how crazy is this to
and,
see
and that's
from
a friendly.
Campaign?
The Banner's a left-wing publication. It's a friendly.
Yes.
And even they
you don't do
pointed
to
out the embellishment.
Piece. Yeah. I cannot believe this. And I'm surprised the Baltimore Banner isn't calling them, saying, hey, that's not appropriate. I wonder what's going to happen with all this. Anyways, we're going to talk about that. Of course, we're going to talk about the first day of early voting. I saw there were, I guess, 21,000 people came out total.
Yeah.
A very low number.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And then we've got two guests today. We didn't have Tory Snow yesterday to talk about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. He'll be on at 10:35. And then Jake Taylor, also running at 34B in Harford County, will be on at 10 o'clock.
Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Always informative and entertaining. And back to wrap things up in just a moment.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, treasurer.
So, as Kim just said, 21,000, that's it, that showed up yesterday for early voting, and that's anemic. And I understand why Democrats aren't excited, because they have the same old in Westmore. Although there are county executive races, county council races, there are register of wills, there are school board races, etc. Republicans, I understand Democrats not being excited. Republicans, you should be juiced. You should be energized. If you want to make a change and send a message regarding the largest tax increase in history, these record vehicle increases where you now need, they can offer you in payments to register your vehicle. If you really want to make a difference, now's the time to send that, get that Republican opposition, and not just the Democrats, but it's the rhinos too in Maryland that we have to get rid of as well.
I agree. I just wouldn't go by yesterday as being the, you know, sign that conservatives aren't riled up. I don't like early voting and I don't trust it. I don't want to give them time to figure out how to cancel out my vote on election day. So I always vote on election day, and I think a lot of conservative patriots do too. So
do.
Hopefully they will. We need to overwhelm the system, but on election day.
We do, but these are the rules of the game. Day. We have to play, you know, by the rules of the game. And again, I agree with you. Mail-in ballots, forget those.
You don't have to early vote as long as you can go.
Don't have to
day.
If you can make it on election day. But, you know, again, we are advocating in-person voting, either early voting or on election day, preferably election day, but we'll take either. That would be great. Vinny Steele, your Homestead Guarantee Realty. We just talked to Vinny. It's peak season. And again, people are, and look, home prices continue to rise. He's predicting they're going to continue to rise into next year. So if you're a seller, you need to contact Vinny to make sure your home is, staged well, priced well, et cetera, and it's got to have curb appeal. If you're a buyer, you need to know what to be looking for in a home. So best place to start is just with a call, 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele. Go to VinnySteele.com. Here, one of his agents come out, sit down with you, talk about pricing, time frame. Once you agree, you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. It is that simple because of the database of all these buyers he has ready, willing, and able to purchase your home today. 410-709-7515. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.